Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Grudge Inc. Presents the World Outlaw Grudge National.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway. 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be battling it out. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with the bang, with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
And Saturday action is the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio. Awesome. Live in concert, Slim Thug.
A cow shot like a flower.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, S.A. I will be at World Grudge National. July 5th is going down.
You need more info? Visit Facebook at World Grudge National or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563.
This is Slim Thugger, the boss, talking to you, man. Be there.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
What a risk. Yeah, fine. Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's doing all right out there tonight. I liable to be in and out. I'm in a location where I ain't getting good signal, so got to bear with me. I'm about to have somebody fill in for me when I fall off. Hope everybody's doing good. Got a lot of action getting ready to take place here in the state of Texas. Got some topics and things we want to talk about in the grudge game tonight. Hope everybody chime in and give their opinion, what they think. Hope we can learn something from it. Sharon, we got Ernie. I'm going to get to Ernie. Let him do a tech tip. I'm kind of a little busy.
Hey, but... Tracy, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Ernie? How you doing?
Oh, man. It's hot. I'm sweaty. That's it, man. It's busy. It's racing season. It's time to go fast. It's time to come to Texas and make some
time to come to Texas.
That's it. Yes. All roads lead to Texas.
That's right. That's right. They coming. They coming. It'll be a good one. Texas is ready for them.
How's the weather projected? Looking good?
Yeah, the thing look good. It's going to be in the 90s right now. Looked at it, you know, 30-day forecast. Looked at it, you know, it's been having spotty showers here and there, but that week, you know, weather like right now showing it's going to be in the 90s, so.
Yeah, but, you know, that's Texas. That's Texas 90. You, that's not hot.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right. That ain't bad for us. We use it. We use it in the 100s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the humidity. That's what they all say. You know, to me, it ain't humidity.
Right. What you got for tonight?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of calls and everything asking about banking systems, and we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You know, I had some calls on going to explain what banking is. And if you have a direct system, a simple term is that we're going to take step left to right half of the mode. We're going to control the left of the mode. And the wire solution is you have four solenoids, two nitrous, two gas, separate. We're going to take one and the drill hammer, set the time, and put the back for the 42 seconds. Now, the tough thing is to get your box. No, just ready. The activation of the second stage. I mean, it doesn't get any harder than that. I mean, you can make it harder, but normally it's not any harder than that. It gives you the ability to put a lot of nitrous down where you'd normally only run maybe 250, 300 horsepower because the car can't hook on the starting line. It gives us the ability to put 400 horsepower jets in your direct pull. And since we're banking it, it's only going to turn on 200 horsepower. 0.4 of a second later, it's going to turn on the other side of the motor, and now you got 400 horsepower. So you got that transition, you got the extra power, the car's leaving, it's hooked up, and you're going down range. Now, a couple of things you want to look at when you do make these systems. You know, you're pulling out timing. And we can leave the timing, if we're pulling out 10 degrees, 12 degrees on the first stage, that's fine. We can let it pull out on the first hit. We don't have to worry about that because the other side of the motor is coming in so fast, it's not going to create a problem. Now, your spark plugs, we leave your spark plugs the same, the timing the same, the fuel pressure the same. It is literally that simple. Now, we had a discussion last night on the Ask Ernie Tech Talk show with a little Mo Speed Shop, Mo, who's the, of course, y'all met Mo out there. He's come out there at a couple of your races. And when the question was asked last night, Mo said, that's when we cross over to the business aspect. I'd rather not go into that. Well, that shows the difference between a tuner that makes money tuning and me. I'm not going to charge you $1,000 to separate your nitrous systems. I'm going to tell you how to do it. Because if you know how to do it and you understand it, it makes your car so much easier to work with. And nitrous is, like I say, and I've said it many times, nitrous is not this big black magic, be afraid of it, don't touch it thing. It's very simple, but you have things, parameters you have to work in. You stay in those parameters, and guys, you can make all the horsepower you want to. Don't take a nitrous system and you go out there and you make a pass, and you make a good pass, and then you come back and you keep squeezing the jets. We can make more horsepower. We can make more horsepower. Let's take a little fuel out. No. All you're going to do there is get a motor. I watched for about the last 6 weeks, I've watched a racer out here go to the track, and he's finally got in a fast car. And I've watched him go down the track, 40, 50 times. But you know something? They go out there and they fight themselves. They keep going and doing the same thing, expecting a different result. If you want to make more horsepower, put in bigger jets. Heck, you don't have to put in a bigger camshaft. You don't have to spend $5,000 getting it freshened up unless it needs it. Just put in another set of jets. And then when you get to that horsepower level that you want more, put in another set of jets. Keep it simple. Keep your basic tune-ups. Once you get your basics in there, keep a record of what you're doing, and you can move right on up the slope, right on up to make the horsepower. And like I said, I've talked to a lot of you guys out there in Texas, and y'all have called me back, and I appreciate that, telling me that what I've told you works. And that's how simple it is. I make a living doing this, but I make a living selling parts, nitrous equipment, copy car nitrous oxide systems. And if I can make you run good, if I can make your parts last longer, that's what I'm here for. So if you need me, give me a call. Copy car nitrous oxide systems, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. So, also, the guys overseas, Kuwait, Afghanistan, shout out to you. I called you out last week. Man, I'm proud of you. Appreciate everything y'all do. And Tracy, you got got any questions or anything you need to know about, you know, let, you know, open it up. Let's see what we got.
Hey, we should will. Hey, Sharon, we got anybody? Got any questions for Ernie about anything?
Can check. Pee-wee, did you have a Pee-wee, did you have a question for Ernie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pee-wee.
Okay. Go ahead. Anything? Okay.
No, apparently
you
not.
You have no questions? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, okay. Ernie, we ain't got no questions. I guess they'll continue calling you when they need you. All right. Anybody hear me out there? Am I breaking up?
No, we hear you, Tracy.
Okay. Well, just let everybody know, man, a lot of talk going around. And, boy, I tell you what, the race has been a jump off, one we've been anticipating for a long time. Now, I've been working on this race ever since the end of the last World Grudge Nasty, the last Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nasty. The last one was sponsored by Grudge Inc., and it's the second year Grudge Inc. done stepped up and sponsored the World Grudge Nasty. We appreciate what Grudge Inc. have done by stepping in and sponsoring this race to help make it what it's going to be here in Texas. And, man, I can tell you, it is heating up. It is being talked about. People are getting ready. It's going to be a lot of racing going on. Lock-ins, we're going to try to get tonight a few people and call me, and they want to make a call out to a couple of people. We're going to try to get them on. But all I can tell you, man, the World Grudge Nasty is shaping up to be what we set out for it to be. That's the best grudge race in the country when you have all the players in one place, and we got to aim to try to get 100 grudge races in 2 days. We have an aim to try to get 100 grudge races in 2 days. If we get 50, man, we did a hell of a job. You know, you can't make everybody race, but if you get 50, you did a hell of a job. And, man, we're going to do our best to make 2014 Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals the best grudge race in the country. As you know, on that Friday night, man, we got a fireworks show for the family to bring the kids out. We got a fireworks show going to light up the skies. Got some big-time, big, better pro mods going at it. Talk been going for a while. Hadn't been much pro mod action. Them guys going to be getting it on that Friday night along with some Chicago and Georgia boys against some of these Texas boys. It's going to be going down. And then to back it up on that Saturday, we're going to come back with a back half shootout and a pro mod shootout. The pro mod shootout is going to crown the Grudge Inc. pro mod belt. Be given away that night. It was vacated, but we're going to give out another one for the pro mod. And to top it off, man, as you know, we got the Fly Riders bikes coming to town with all they fellow friends with them very nice show bikes showing off. And then we got Slim Thug himself, the boss, going to be in the house doing this thing for some of the ones who like to hear that music. Man, we got a good show for everybody. Man, we want to thank everybody, Peyton, who's coming, who's talking about this. This was a 25-team effort to make this thing possible. 25 teams, not just one person. 25 teams from around the country got together, and we're going to make this possible, man. Look here. We're less than 10 days away from this thing jumping off. So, man, want to welcome everybody out. I want to talk about some things tonight. And one of some things we want to talk about tonight is this. It came to my attention. I received a few calls, and this we want to put out there about infractions. When infractions happen during a grudge race, principles the same as the track rule. And which infraction, if it happens during a race, is the first or the worst infraction? Is it the first or the worst infraction that decides who get the win. This is just something, FYI, teachable moment, to help bring some understanding about grudge racing, how it go, how you say it, do we go by track rules. Hey, we want to put it out there and see what the people think. Also, want to put this big announcement out there. So many people are coming to the World Grudge National. Man, we want to talk about, first of all, we want to talk about safety. We had two of Texas' own got in car wrecks at the track. Both of them had pretty bad car wrecks. God is good. Those guys walked away, man. So the safety equipment done its job. Even though one of them hot shot, probably lost his stolen car. So he suffered a bigger loss. But I had to go over him and Chris, Turbo Chris, to those guys, man. Thank God that they was able to walk away no matter how big of a crash there was. The safety equipment, guys, we can't say enough about the safety equipment. Those guys. Take care of self, because the first thing's first, and that's life. The first thing first is life, and then we want to try to do our best to protect our investment as the best we can. Man, but let me say this. World Grudge National is bringing racers from all over the country. Bad as it might be, some people have the wrong intentions. We're going to have security at the track. We're going to have overnight security at the track. But, fellas, secure your stuff the best you can. Racers, help racers. Be a lookout. Be a eye. Be a friend, a brother's keeper. We all a family, and we come to a big event to have a great show and have fun. But we don't want nobody to lose nothing. So I'm just putting that out there for everybody in the country who's coming to participate. Let's try to protect our equipment. With that said, Sharon, let's go to the line. If anybody got a question about something, we're going to get some lock-ins. I need to make some calls. But let's go to the line first and talk about this topic about infractions and see if anybody has anything to comment on it.
Click, your mic is open.
Hey, top of the evening, Miss Sherilyn and Tommy Dow. Hey, man, I'm just really sitting in the bush. Hey, ain't nothing to it. I'm sitting in the bush and checking it out. I'm out here on this J-O-B, you know. Yeah, we're pulling a good show, baby. So I'm just sitting out here just checking it out and, you know, just seeing who's getting out of line today.
All right, Slick. Okay, man, we'll sit back. If you want to chime in on something about the infraction rules, feel free. If you understand, if you don't, you know, we'll try to make sense out of it.
All right.
Aubrey, next your call. Mic is open. Oh. 713-8270. Aubrey, your mic is open. B Red, your mic is open.
How you doing, Tracy?
Hear me?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah. What's happening, man?
Oh, same old thing, man. I want to let you know, Tracy, that harassment that was going on with you last night didn't have nothing to do with B-Red. B-Red was just listening. But I did want to ask you.
Let me say something about it. Man, it ain't no harassment to me. It's what it is. It's smack talk. At the end of the day, like, get in the water box, baby. Hey. Like, get in the water box, baby. Hey, personal. Talk only take you so far. But we got to get in that water box.
Yeah.
So I'm good, man. My skin's tough, man. They tough as mine. They got to make sure when they come back at them, it's tough as mine, bro. I've been at this for over 30 years. I've been at this. I got 13 now. All right.
Okay. Well, oh, that's fine and good. What I was going to ask you, Mr. Atomic Dog, can you tell us something about the back half shootout? What does it consist of? What qualifies as a back half? You know, if you're going to put Hyde and them guys in and call them back half, they will just be sitting there watching. So what is your idea of a back half, and what kind of money y'all going to be paying out on this back half shootout?
The back half shootout, putting up $2,500 free money, don't cost you nothing. And if you're a back half, whether it's extreme back half or old school back half, you do what you do. For the ones who feel like they want to take a stab at it, it's on them. For the ones who don't, so be it. But it's just a back half class, you know. We're not getting to where we're saying no turbos or no extreme cars. It's just, man, you know, for the, hey, if trust me, if it's 6, 8, 10 cars getting whatever, fastest car don't always win anyway. You never know what can happen. You know, it's grudge racing. So it's something for the fans and something for the people who want to go for a little money. Hey, we're just putting on a show, man, and going to let it do what it do. But, you know, something going to be coming up at other events to try to, you know, separate it a little bit. But it's all. If you're a back half, if you consider your back half, which we consider, since you brought out the high car, so like we consider them back half. They've been running back halves, whether you look at them extreme or not, you know. We haven't quite got to where we can break it down and have different classes for different ones just yet, but you never know, some might be in the making.
It's no problem, you know. We might, you know, it's kind of what they want to do, you know. I don't call the shots on that, so I would just want to know what the parameters were. You know, I like to know what the terrain is before I start walking in that direction, so. I appreciate you explaining that to me and letting me know how that how you're gonna conduct it. So we definitely gonna be down there, man. We gonna try to make some action. And, is that back half gonna be on Saturday?
The back half is gonna be on Saturday. Pro Mar shootout is gonna be on Saturday. Both of them gonna be on Saturday.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, for right now, man, that's all I got. I wait for it to heat up. I might chime back in. I'm gonna go on mute though.
Okay. All right, man.
Webb, your mic is
open. We got Nick.
Webb, your mic is open. 210-5579, your mic is open.
Yeah, what y'all going to have on Friday night? What kind of racing up?
On Friday night, man, right now we got a lot of grudges, man. We got some good grudge races going on Friday night. And they're going to have a jackpot 580 class going to be happening on that on Friday. But, man, right now we got some good Pro Mod races with Tree Man and Mr. Five Speed, Old Jackson, Tree Man. Also got Tony Bynes and I ain't looking at my sheet because I'm riding. But Tony Bynes running on Friday night. I believe got Jantar out of North Carolina is running Goldie out of Georgia. Got some good racing. As you know, trust me, man, when they get there, when everybody starts converging at San Antonio Raceway, all you got to do, man, is get all the players in one place and something go and jump off. It's going to be action going on that Friday night. So don't think. Hey, both nights, man, they all have to pick. If you had to pick which night to be there, it's hard to tell, man, because we ain't had a whole lot of Pro Mod action. And, well, you got some heavy hitters going at it that Friday. So, you know, the thing about it, they go in there Friday, win, lose, or draw, guess what? They liable to see each other again in the Pro Mar shootout call. I know somebody that told me they ain't selling less for nothing but taking that belt. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. His opinion, that Pro Mar belt going to stay in Texas. His opinion, that Pro Mar belt going to stay in Texas. So they say that's their goal, and it's staying in Texas. That said, man, we got everything else. We're going to go see what the next person got to say.
All right, that sounds good. I'll be there.
All right, put your phone on mute. If that's you with that noise in the back, put your phone on mute.
Big Carrie, your mic is open. Oh, hold on. Let me find that.
there and make a little spicy out of it.
Okay, I got it. Big Carrot, your mic is open.
What up, Big Carrot?
Oh, Dr.
Big Carrot, are you saying something or not?
I'm on.
Yeah, you on? What's going
yeah,
on?
You're on.
Oh, man, I really didn't have too much to say. I was just listening. I listened to your show. Yeah.
Which Big Carrot is this? Big Carrot from Houston?
Yeah, it is. I was wondering how she got.
Huh?
What you been saying?
Y'all back half down there?
Yeah, San Antonio. Yeah, San Antonio, we're going to try to be there. We're going to get off
okay.
by tomorrow.
I hear you.
Well,
all right,
I'm
man. Well, you got anything to say about the topic, about, you know, if the rule infraction or first or the worst case scenario? What do you feel like the first or the worst scenario? And I'm going to say it's infraction like this, because it's the way it came to me. If a person red light move and another person hit a cone across the center, which is the worst infraction?
I would say the cone. But this is what I'm going to say. I would say the cone, but what I'm getting at is when three men left, I don't know if anybody noticed it or not, or whether I went blind or something, but when he did lunch, his light never turned red. Why it didn't turn red if he, you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know if the tree hit. I don't know what the situation was once the tree hit. I don't know, but they don't have nothing to do. In that case, what you're talking about, tree man light,
yeah.
It really don't have nothing to do with his light. Because from my understanding, in that particular case, he was giving that man the move. So regardless, tree man couldn't move. Period. He could not move before the other car, period. So any movement that Tree Man do prior to the other car moving, that knocks Tree Man in a violation. At that point, now that's just at the beginning. But if another infraction occurs, and that during that same race, if another infraction occurs, then you go to the track rules say you go to the first or the worst infraction.
Well, so, if that's the case, then, because he left, they say hot shot, I guess that was after the 8 mile, though. And I found out later it was after the 8 mile, but he did hit a cone or something, but I think that was after the 8 mile.
Yeah, I really don't know. People call, you know, with different opinion. I really don't know. I hadn't looked at the video. I don't know, but, you know, it just, if the cone is part of the race.
Right.
The cone is part of the race. If it's inside the finish, the cone is part of the race or the finish line, 8 mile, all that's a part of the race. So, you know, I haven't seen no video, but it was coming about which one is worse, which infraction is worse. Is it the first or the worst? And a situation, if the worst infraction, if you hit a cone, go out the lane, which if you hit the cone, that's considered in the track rules, that's a violation. So I haven't seen it. Some people told me it was after the race, after the finish line. I don't know. It's just
I think it was after the finish line. But the thing is, you know where I'm confused at? This Tracy I'm talking to, right?
Right.
Tracy, where I'm confused at is that our grudge racing came from the streets, and what happened, now we NHRA seem like or whoever y'all call it or whatever, but the thing is that I thought it's supposed to be understood by the drivers who are going to do this race, hey, if you leave before I do, you lose. You know, that put a lot of pressure on a driver. I'm just saying. But the nine is just a track, what the track rules say. If normally if you leave first, you're right. You lose because your light turned red and his turned, I mean, his wind light come off. But then none of that happened. Three men stayed both of his lights on. Hot shot stage one. Three men bucked a little bit and was in a bag up. And then how that worked? Then hot shot light turns around and his tree, after he activated, the tree came on. Do it work that way? Cause tree man, I never saw no red on tree man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how it was stipulated in a race, man. You know, I don't know how it was stipulated, but normally, you know, if whoever's going to be the DP person, they're going to try to explain it to them. I don't know how it was explained to them, you know. So,
Tree Man, your mic is
a lot
open.
Of times.
Tree Man's mic is
a lot of
open.
Times, you know.
But
go ahead. Tree Man probably explain it. I don't know.
Tree Man.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah.
This man, all men now on the brakes. See what I'm saying? Hot shot popped his first bulb on. Being I had sat there so long, when I see his car itching up, I gone deck my car. But he still, I'm sitting there on the brakes. And he still ain't bumped in. Then he ain't bumped in, I'm going to come off my brake. Reverse, let him bump in, then I'm going to turn around and bump in behind him. But in the event of doing that, I still have RPMs up a little bit. I guess I might put one on the foot brake. So when I release the trans brake, the car jump. In the event with the car jump, hot shot bumped in the second beam, they dropped the tree, and he took off. So that's why I never got a red light. See, he didn't have both his bulbs lit when my car jumped.
Right. So that's not even so Tracy. So how is that a race if both of their lights weren't activated at the same time before they dropped the pro tree? You see what I'm saying?
It was
not gonna be a race to our phone lights on that. So you're saying nobody I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I don't know. I didn't see the film. I don't know. I'm asking the question. So you saying no when four lights lit at now time? What you saying? Nobody
no.
had four lights lit?
No, what I'm saying is that if three men, if they say he left first, and they weren't, I mean, it was like hot shot wasn't even ready. The tree, how did the tree activate? You see, how did the tree activate if hot shot wasn't in and tree man left? You see what I'm saying? Tree man should have got a red light. And that's what I'm saying. That's the question.
The question is why tree man didn't get a red light?
Yeah.
You said tree man, why tree man didn't get a red light and high side stage, was the tree activated?
Okay. Both of their lights wasn't on because tree man left. Tree man, however, whatever happened to it, where he had a, I don't know if it's break, he got the break or whatever it was, from sitting there waiting on hot shot to stage his second light. You understand what I'm saying? He was waiting to do that, and then I guess however he left and jumped, then tree man finna back up. Then hot shot light. How did they make that happen? That's what got me confused.
I don't know how they was running the tree man. You probably have to discuss that with the person who was a DP. If all the lights are on, then the man generally activates the tree. But if one person not all the way in and tree man move, you're probably not going to get no red light. I'm just saying, I don't know the situation about the tree. So somebody can come on and probably explain it, what the situation was. I don't know if they said, hey, what they told the tree man, what they told the stage person they was going to do or what. I don't know, but no red tree man said he got no red period. So I don't know, man. I mean, Maybe
right.
Somebody can come on and answer it. I don't know.
I understand you don't know, but I'm just telling you what I've seen. Because Hotshot made a pass prior to that. And he did the same thing Tree Man done, and the light still didn't turn red. I don't know if anybody on here that saw that, speak on it. Sure. It still didn't turn red. I don't know. I think it's a conspiracy.
I don't mean, you got to ask somebody, like you say, you ask for somebody who was there who can probably explain the situation better, explain it, because, you know, I don't know. So I really can't answer, because I don't know the whole situation. I didn't see no video, so somebody that was on there probably can talk about it.
Because at the end of the day, you know, Shot got paid, and all this, Bevel got paid, and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying for the future. You know, if that ever happened to somebody, you know, it ought to be different because it's something about even L3 that trips me out.
Damn, I'm on this. I understand what you're saying, man. Maybe somebody, hey, Sharon, is any other hands on that? If somebody put their hand on it and kind of add to it? This ain't nothing to take away from what happened. That's a done deal. This is just something of what we probably get a better understanding if a person put in a situation again and somebody's
right.
Getting the move, you know, can it be handled different? So let somebody else talk about it.
Okay, I got a couple of hands that are up. I'm going to get you guys one at a time, okay? Dillard, your mic is open. 832-8103, Dillard, your mic is open.
Good evening, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Hey, look here. I was down there, man, and I just want to tell all those guys out there that's coming from out of state, I saw Drexel Nova out there and made a killer pass. Twin them bringing two Pro Mars down there. So Mr. Five Seagull, get what he's looking for. Trust me. Old Jackson, anybody else, there was a bunch of cars out of Houston down there making test runs, and I'm talking about they lit up them flames all the way down through there, so it's going to be a hell of a race.
Man, the fans can't wait to see that race, man. We're going to be there, so I know it's going to be good, man. So, hey, we waiting on that. Everybody's going to be waiting on that. So.
And boy, Drexel got that old Nova kicking butt, man, right about now.
All right, hey, we're going to get to that because some other stuff going to come up, but we're trying to get something clear on this topic and bring some understanding and give some people some understanding about infractions when you're dealing with races at the track and people get to move and what happens. So it's not nothing. Again, it's not nothing to take away from what happened. It's just people got different opinions about it. That's a done deal. It's just for the future references, you know, if it can be done a little different, the understanding can be clear. So therefore, you know, overall people have a better understanding of how it goes. We're not taking away from nothing that happened. The person that was running the DP made the call. That was a call. We got to live with it. But if it was some kind of infraction, it could have been done different, or some people don't agree, this is why we talk about it, to try to get a better understanding overall. And then that way, hopefully, if it happened again, the situation be handled probably a little bit better. That's where we at with this. So anybody want to help out? Help out. I'm going to be on mute.
Open.
I got a little noise. I'm doing a little work.
Richard,
hey,
your mic is open.
So can you hear me all
right?
Go
ahead, Richard.
All right,
yeah,
so the tree is not going to drop unless both on a two-car race, the tree is not going to start the countdown, in this case Pro Tree 400, four-tenths of a second, is not going to start the countdown until both stage beams are lit, not pre-stage. If the countdown hasn't hit zero and the stage beam is vacated, then that red light's going to come on. So it sounds, I haven't seen the video, but I know the tree's not going to start the countdown until both stage beams are clicked are set and there's something blocking the beam. Only when something stops blocking that stage beam before that countdown hits zero will that red light come on. So if that red light didn't come on, then Tree Man's stage beam had to be on. He was deep stage at that point probably.
Okay, anybody else got a comment? I might be on mute for a minute because I'm doing some work. Bush, so somebody try to help me out.
Bush now, your mic is open. Al, your mic is open. 281-7787, Al, your mic is open. Okay, Bushnell. You're open, Bushnell.
Hey, Michelle, I was trying to say, hey, Michelle, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Can
now.
You hear me? Hey, could you get our can you get our NGR on Pro Stock Joe?
Pro Stock Joe, press the one button. He was on here earlier.
When you get on, just holler back. I'm going back on mute.
Pro Stock, if you're still on here, press the one button. Okay, I don't see it.
I'm gone on mute. When he come back, I come off.
Okay.
All right.
Speaker, your mic is open.
I wasn't trying to hit the button. I'm sorry. How y'all doing there? Doing today? I don't know what happened. Put me back on mute.
Press the one button on your phone now. Take your hand down.
Did I do it?
No, you didn't. Try it now. Press the one button now. Hold on, guys. Let me get Tracy back on. He dropped off, and then Bush down. I'll get Pro Stock for you.
I'm going to go on mute for a minute because I'm working. I'm going to go on mute. So that's somebody talk when I'm doing some work. So I'm going to go on mute. Somebody help me out.
Okay, everybody's mic is open. I'm trying to get somebody on right now, Tracy.
Hey, can you hear me, Ms. Sharon?
Yeah, I hear you.
Is Baldy on
King,
the show?
Your mic is open. Baldy was earlier. King, your mic is open. King, take over for me while I try to get Pro Stock.
All right. Go ahead on, caller.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Baldy, you out there? Don't think about it out there. He didn't hit the one button.
I mean, ain't nobody got nobody they trying to lock in to talk about nothing?
Who is this tree?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, folks? King Arthur, what's happening, baby? What's going on, Tremaine? Pro Stock Joe and King Nick.
Hey, well, come on with it, boss.
Pro Stock, old Bushnell trying to holler at you.
Pro Stock.
Push one button, Bushnell.
Pro Stock.
Yes, sir.
I hear y'all been out there on Facebook, man. You know, I got a 1980 ass phone. I ain't gonna be on no motherfucking Facebook.
You said what now?
My racing partner say y'all over there on Facebook jumping up and down with 100 pound. They call you?
With Ground and Pound?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ain't heard enough from them Pro Stock?
I talked to them not since last time we was all on the phone together. They
Hey, you can't get them on?
I think they said they wanted to do something unspeakable to your punk ass. But
I ain't scared of their motherfucking ass post up. That's why I don't need nobody looking for me. Cause I ain't hard to find. Ain't no bushes neither.
All right, hold on. Let me get them on the phone.
Yeah, get them on. See what they talking about.
All right, baby, hold on a second.
So they lock their ass in. I'm telling you right now, Coast Star Joe, if they convince head, we don't give a fuck about them being back here. If they convince head at Nitus on 29, we'll try that. We'll lock them in if they got that. We don't give a damn about their back head. So I told you we'll run something back head. Come on, son. Come on, go in there for a minute. That'll be through in a minute.
All he's doing
Nikki, your mic is open.
Nikki, your mic is
open. I'm on mute till they come back, Miss
Sharon. Undertaker, your mic is open. Troy, I'm looking for you. Give me a second. Undertaker, your mic is open.
I'm just listening in.
Okay. Troy, your mic is open.
I wasn't able to get him, Butch, now, but I left him a message, and I'm going to send him a text, and I'm going to shoot him a Western Union. So he should be able to get back to me in a minute.
Post up.
Yeah, I said I wasn't able to get him, but I should be able to. I'm going to shoot him a text.
That ain't no problem. If they got that, we're going to go and lock him in. We're going to lock him in on 3-on-1 or better.
You going to do what now?
If that's what I just told you with how they sitting, you want me to go back over that again and still?
Well, I guess you could probably do that when he be on the phone because I don't know
okay.
How. I mean, I remember he got 3 or 4 different cards they bring.
Yeah.
They're bringing a couple different cars, so...
Yeah, he did
say
all that.
I got a boy coming from... Florida. Florida boy. They got a G-body called Papa Smurf on 29 from Malibu.
Convision hit a big block?
Huh?
Convision hit a big block?
Yeah, they got heads on their big block.
I know they do, man. Yeah, I know they do.
I don't know about all that. Hey, but you know what? Gigantor coming down. Gigantor got a baby motor. A pure simple baby motor.
Hey man, I talk Gigantor all the goddamn time. Call Larry and ask him, do he got my number? He got my motherfucker. No, I ain't trying to hear that shit, Pro Stop.
Well, I'm saying, but if you can raise anybody, you can raise Gigantor.
I didn't say goddamn anybody. I say some of them. So don't put, I ain't going to put my feet in my motherfucking mouth.
No,
I say
some
of them.
That ain't what I meant. If you can raise anybody at all, it would be Gigantor. I'm saying he the baby of the bunch. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I'm telling you, man, that Gigantor on the, if you ask anybody to rank all the G-bodies on the East Coast, Gigantor will come in about number out of 100. He's gonna come in.
Yeah, like you don't like, Larry or something, Pro Style. You don't like Big Dick.
No, I love Big Dick, man. That's my man. I love Big Dick. But the point is, I'm just saying that he's just been inconsistent lately, and his car has slowed down a lot from what it used to be, even. And then plus, he ain't working with what most other people working with. He got way, way less. I promise you, he does.
Man, I ain't never tried to catch a motherfucker with their pants down.
No, he got his around his ankle right now. I'm telling you, man.
You crazy, man. Yeah, go on there, son.
You ever seen them old Western movies where the man comes to the outhouse and the motherfucker try to run out with his pants around his ankle?
You crazy, man.
That's Big Dick right now. I'm hoping he got his shit around his ankle.
Let on that screwing them both. Now, hear you talking that shit to them post out and get dead on your ass, man.
You said what?
I said, Larry probably working on his shit now, him and Rex over there, trying to get that motherfucker fist over there, because I think they got gold in them. And you talking about, you know, Larry, get dead on your ass, man.
But listen, Big Dick know that I love him to death, and I would do anything for him, to, you know, but I know he loves, he's a race junkie. He like action, and he'll pay for you. So he don't, you know, I mean, but he'll go to war now. He don't care if he, you got a knife and he got a gun, he going to try to stick your ass. He don't give a shit. He going to try to stick you. And that's what I love about him. That man is fearless. He don't give a shit if you got a 987 cubic inch motor and he got a 232 cubic inch motor. He going to try your ass. He wouldn't give a fuck. For real, that's how he is. But I ain't talking no shit about him, though. I'm just saying, he ain't, you know, he ain't been, as of late, he been struggling. Struggling real. And ask anybody on this phone. Ask anybody on this phone. He ain't made a clean pass in I don't know how long, over a year almost. He'll tell you the same shit. But what about, well, okay, the grudge, kind of, you conventional hand big block, the grudge. So you don't try Gigantor.
No, not like how you see it.
What kind of 29-inch cars y'all got down there, G-body, big body cars, 29-inch cars?
G-body, big block. Shit, one that I know big, of.
Who?
What about the 10th phone?
I bet you won't pro stop.
I will send $13. What they 2020 Mockingbird Lane?
Nah, that's in Dallas, man. We ain't the main in Houston.
This motherfucker crazy. I just talked about the monsters at the TV show, motherfucker. You talk about that in Dallas. See, man, you're a funny motherfucker.
Fuck all that shit. What you talking about? That Florida shit you talking about? You say he had heads on, so I guess I might as well leave it alone. I ain't gonna try to hit the man. I don't want nobody to know what he got. So I'm gonna just leave that alone. So you ain't got nothing else out there on nitrous or true ladder bar stock suspension cars over there coming?
I think it's coming. I mean, I'm telling you, if you can't run Gigantor.
He ain't no goddamn true lot about no stock suspension, man. Gigantor, backhand, man.
I ain't messing with you, man. Don't worry about all that, man. I'm telling you, you can race him. I'm telling you, I've seen your car. You can race him.
Well, you put up the money, Pro Stock. I don't want it. When you get down there, you put up the money then.
I'm not messing with your punk ass, man.
Oh, well, I ain't no goddamn that shit you talking about telling me about getting me to a motherfucker to race him, man. I got no sense when I know I'm going to race, man.
Gigantor, I'll race you for $13. He don't care about the money. He just want to whip your
man, ass. Man, that man ain't going to race for no goddamn 13 shit, man. That man going to race for some goddamn money, and then that man ain't got no motherfucking stock suspension car, true backhand car, man. That man got a goddamn ladder bar car, man.
Well, hold on a second.
I mean a backhand car, not a goddamn ladder bar car. You got me saying some shit wrong. I know what the fuck I'm saying.
Hold on a minute.
Hey, man, phone link like a motherfucker over there, man.
You crazy. Man, that ain't nothing.
You say that man ain't phone link?
Big Dick, what's going on, baby? What's going on, man?
What's up?
I got this little punk folk with two motherfucker from Texas on here talking some shit about you. And I told
man,
him
I ain't seen a goddamn thing about Post. I don't put no motherfucking words in my mouth. Larry, you know who I am, man.
Can I finish my thought, please?
Fuck,
Post. Can I finish my thought, please? This motherfucker said something about your ex-girlfriend. I think he said your feet too big and
your lying motherfucker.
Your haircut is lopsided. I told him, I said, Big Dick don't give a fuck about no money. Big Dick will race you for $13 motherfucking dollars if a man just love to race. Tell me you're racing for $13, Big Dick.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much. I'll race that bitch for $2.
Yeah.
listen, Joe. Don't that motherfucker know I'm coming to Texas. He running his fucking mouth.
I know he is, man. I told that motherfucker to shut up.
Big dude. So you beat me up, bro. I thought me you was all right, man. I'm going to take it for your motherfucking ass. If you lying there like, goddamn, I'm talking against your motherfucking ass, man. The whole motherfucking world will know I wouldn't say anything about you, man. So why the fuck you just supposed to talk motherfucking ass, man? I thought you was all right. You might well lose my motherfucking number, man.
Who is it?
This old man from Texas. Fuck Pro Stock. I ain't said nothing about you, man.
This is who?
This old man with the grudge.
Oh, grudge. Oh, no. Come on, Pro Stock. I know he ain't say that. Man, that's been my man. I haven't never met him. We talked on the phone. I know he ain't saying that. I know.
Oh, goddamn thing, man.
You know what? My Bluetooth was acting up.
Fuck Pro Stock.
My Bluetooth was acting up, man. I'm sorry.
Goddamn.
I'm sorry.
No, me and Chris, we can't run to one another. We gangsters. We together.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, tell that motherfucker, okay. Lad, I'm goddamn going to be down there in Carolina run with you down there, man. Tell that motherfucker, man, I'll be fucking with a bunch of motherfucking people, man, I know about, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get to meet him down at that. Tell him you come to the world now.
Fuck wild, you, Pro Stock.
All right, man, I was just trying to start a little shit. That's all you
got. Well, NGR shit. When I got on the first thing, I said get NGR on, man. That's what I said, man.
All right, doctor, my bad. Okay, good. I ain't going to fuck with you no more then, because Big Dick said you all right. Ah, damn. Who woke up on
I'm all right with a bunch of all right motherfuckers, man. I am. You know what I'm saying? With a bunch of all right motherfuckers, I am.
I got you, doctor. I got you.
Yeah.
No, I feel you.
Ain't a bunch of them, but it's some out there.
You know what? I'm not going to fuck with you no more. You're the only Texas dude that I like, a big dick vouch for you. That's the only motherfucker I like. For the rest of the motherfuckers, we're going to tear their ass up.
Yeah, I'm trying to lock me a third lace in, man. I got one more lace to lock in. I'm pretty sure, goddamn me, we're going to get some more. So I'm trying to lock a third lace in, man. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go.
Hey, Dad, I can't do nothing but respect that, doctor. I can't do nothing but respect that.
Hey, Pro Stock. Some of them guys that was on the phone with them back half guards, they act like they don't want to bring them. Texas guys, they need to bring them guards, man. We tell them about J.C. Richardson, about how the slowest car. The slowest back half car in the shootout won the shootout. He beat all the killers. So,
yeah,
so,
right. We had a $10,000 baddest back half in the world shootout. We had ten cars go for it, including.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
So somebody.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message,
press
2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel,
press
star. Sorry, please try again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
So, yeah, J.C. Richardson was up against the likes of Michael Martin, and he, at that time, 2 years ago, he had put up the fastest time ever for a back half car. He put up a 414 on 10.5 tires. Michael Martin put that number up with a back half car, true back half car. And you had Tony Bynes in the Mississippi Nightmare. You had Little Mo, and you had Big Earl from Texas. All those guys were in the back half shootout. I mean, these were some top gun guys. And do you know that J.C. Richardson came out the winner of that race? So the fact that cars do
not always win. You got to be in it to win it. You got to engage. You got to jump in the ring, and throw some blows. You might get that lucky punch. Remember how George Foreman, at 45 years old, 44 years old, won back the heavyweight championship of the world? He beat Michael Moore. Michael Moore was beating him bloody, and he hit that one good punch one time, bam, and that was it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, y'all got to bring them cars, man.
I'm back on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, Pro Stop, I'm talking about taking a chance. While I'm back on, if I don't fall again, I got somebody we need to get on here because I got authorization to lock him in. And that's where it is. Melvin on here, the 3M truck, that little bad truck, is he on here? He got the back tire.
No.
I need to get him on
with
here.
What?
Yeah, can we get Melvin on there? Melvin told
with
me
what?
He would hold on. Melvin told me he'll take the back tie from Hyde. Hyde say he got the back tie. And I'm authorized to lock him in 5 on 25 or better. Can we get, we need to get Melvin on here.
You need to get Grind and Pound on too and try to lock him in, Tommy.
He, huh?
I just got a text. His buddy now. We need to try to lock Grind and Pound in.
Okay, well let's see if we can get Melvin on here. Melvin told me he'll take the back tie from Hyde, and I'm authorized to lock him in 500 on 2500 or better. Yeah, can you hear me? Can we get Melvin?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Hold on. Melvin, press the one button again.
Hey Darren.
Melvin, your mic is Melvin.
Yeah, what was that? Hey, what's happening?
Now, you told me you'd take the back tie from Hyde. Hyde said you got the back tie for five, like 5 on 25 or better.
Hold on 1 minute. Let me make a call. Hold on for a minute. Let me make a call. I'll be right back.
Mike, here, push your one button. That's all you're going to call. Mike, push your one button, Mike.
any one of the M's would be good.
Okay, well, hey, Sharon, get out on here.
Tracy, we was having a decent conversation trying to get your back half boys to come out because a lot of them, two of them said on the phone that they didn't know if they was going to bring them or get the shootout because the Hyde car and cars like that was going to be in it.
Hey, Daddy.
Look at it like this here. It's free money. Anything can happen.
Yeah, and they didn't act. I mean, I don't know what kind of races they are in Texas. I mean, they didn't ask what time of day they was going to race. I mean, they ain't really racing the cars. They're the track. Don't they know that?
I don't work.
They
didn't ask
what time of day they was going to race. Dang, man.
What?
I don't work.
What you saying?
Hey, I done seen both of them heavy hitters knock the tires off. It ain't going to cost you nothing, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Shit, free money, I mean, shit. I mean, don't be scared of free money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Some people scared of their own shadow.
Yeah, you ain't never lied. Yeah. I got a chance to get some free money. I'm diving in.
Hey,
that.
Where's Rodriguez, the Joker? Where's he at? And where is...
He might be on here. Two-faced Joker, you only have pushing one button.
Where is Tony Thorne with his back half? Where is...
Tony's probably on here. Tony's probably on here.
Where is... what's the other boy with the back half? Nova. Got a big back half, Nova. You go to Mississippi a couple times with it. What's the boy with the back half, Nova?
Talking about that nightmare, that black
Louis.
Nightmare car?
Louis. Maybe the nightmare. Yeah, okay, the nightmare. And there's another one. It's not the nightmare. It's another one, though.
I got another call
like
out.
It looked like the Grudge almost. He got a funny name. If you say it, it's a real nice race name he got with his car.
Back half car?
Yeah.
He ain't got my dress anymore.
No, not Dracula. But yeah,
what color
Dracula
the car?
To come out there too.
That car beat out. That back half car beat out. What color of the car you talking about?
He talking about Ghost.
Yeah, go, maybe go.
Yeah, he talking about the ghost cars, red.
The clown car?
No, ghost.
The red Nova.
It's a Nova. No, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like a gold car. It's like a gold car, but it's not the judge. It's who? He was just in Louisiana. He was just in Mississippi. I got him on Facebook.
Is Keith on here on Fort Worth with the truck, love truck? Keith got a call out. They got the bill. They want to run it at the San Antonio. The guy talked to the guy today who won the bill. He said he'll do it at San Antonio. Keith on here. I got to call the guy. But Donnie Boy, if you're on here, push the one. So we want to see if we can get it locked up.
So what about Drexler's back half? Does Drexler have a nitrous back half?
Yeah.
What about
Mickey?
What about Little Ricky? Huh?
Who?
Drexler have a nitrous back half?
Yeah, he got a nitrous back half.
All right, well, who are we trying to lock in?
Somebody was on here talking about Drexler call a while ago. I don't know who it was.
Baldy looking for some action, and Big Sexy looking for some action.
Big Sexy looking for somebody to give him some.
What Big Sexy giving up?
Ass whooping the next lane. Whichever one you want.
Okay. All right.
You know the old saying?
Hey, Sharon, have you got Jeff on here yet?
I text you that Jeff did not answer.
Okay.
Why should Big Sexy give Drexler something? What, Drexler got a conventional head back half or something?
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of text, man.
Hey, Tracy, you know what, man? I thought, you know what it is? Y'all always talking about y'all should come to Texas. Now, we trying to come down there and we trying to engage. But look what we get. Bushnell and Tree Man is the only two, and Tony Thorne that's standing up in the paint. And Mr. Hyde. The rest of them gay-ass, them coward-ass dudes down there need to stay their ass home. Matter of fact, I'm going to put out wanted posters at the gate, going to keep their ass off the damn property. They're not even going to get to come and watch that bullshit. Texas this. Texas we do it big. Texas we fast. Texas ain't shit. Won't lock in no goddamn races.
Yo,
we're showing up racing that. Showing up racing ain't locked in shit. Where the Texas 10 at? They ain't locked in shit. Where they at?
Texas 10, they on the line.
Well, they ain't trying to engage. What do you mean they on the line? That's a lot of people on the line listening. They listen.
Somebody from Texas 10, push the one button. If you condone that,
then you a fake ass racer too. F-A-R.
Okay, and guess what? Guess what, Joe? I got this song going right behind me right now, going somewhere, boy. Just let me do something this weekend. I'm gonna find me somebody. Just let me see how I go this weekend.
You know what? You've been knowing since last July that the World Bus Passes was coming.
Hey, guess how long you've been going?
Your car is not ready, so I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to give you a pass.
Let me try to give you that damn pass.
Hold on. They say they got 10 cars. You mean all 10 of them jokers ain't ready? You're talking about showing up racing. He brought that broke-ass shit to World Grudge National last year. Didn't make a pass with it. What the hell? The car broke again for this World Grudge National? Showing up racing? Ain't showing up? You ain't ready showing up? For real? Texas 10. Y'all, what's up? 10 down or 10 up?
Somebody up Texas 10, speak up. I can't tell who's on here. Sharon, you got him on there. Peanut or Ricky him on here. Don't let Joe come over talking that goddamn bullshit to him.
No, but you have a lot of hands
prove
up.
Me wrong.
You've got hands up.
Let her go to the hands and see what they got. Got a lot of hands up.
Go to the hands then. Go to the hands.
unmuted.
Jimmy, your mic is open.
Jimmy, your mic is open.
Apparently Jimmy's not paying attention. Carlos, your mic is open.
Hello?
Your mic is open. 512-1043.
Damn, I didn't press nothing. How my mic open?
It showed that your
name
was up. Never mind. Don't worry about
Hello?
It. Marlon, Bull Rider, your mic is open.
Hey, Tootsie Roll Joe. You hear me talking
that's
to you? Hey, Tootsie Roll.
That's Pro Stock Joe to you, sir.
Hey, it's Tootsie Roll Joe, this Bull Rider. I tell you what, when you bring your $2.50 ass to Texas, every time a car line up with one of your East Coast boys, have your money ready, Tootsie Roll Joe. I'm going to be right beside your ass. You heard me?
You know what? It's really nice, though. The Bull Rider, listen, I respect you as a man. I respect your career because, you know, you told me all about your career and what you've done. I respect you. You've got a lot of heart for doing what you do. But I can't believe that you would co-sign the fact that those bunch of cowards have signed on to be partners in the World Grudge Nationals, one of the 25 baddest teams in the country, but yet they won't stand up and represent their team. Show enough racing. Ain't said nothing to nobody about no goddamn racing, and that's GOT, not GOD. And Texas 10, they may as well be the Texas 0, because they ain't said shit about racing nobody. Now, how the hell do you stand up behind that, Bull Rider?
Hey.
Tell me as a man. How do you stand up behind
hey.
That?
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
There goes somebody right there from Texas right there. They're going to get on your ass. Get on his ass, Tony Thorne.
Tony Thorne. I mentioned Tony Thorne. Tony Thorne gets all the props in the world. He's doing his thing. Tony Thorne, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
What
how you
talking about? I'm good, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate you asking. I'm talking about the Texas 10. That is one of the 25 host teams. I'm talking about showing up racing. I'm talking about showing up ain't racing. And I'm talking about the Texas Den, not the Texas 10, because they all parked inside, hiding, pumps. Hibernating or some shit.
I agree with you on show enough racing. I agree with you 110%. They sure enough show car. But Texas 10.
I appreciate you, Tony. I appreciate and respect your honor.
Texas 10 has been racing people. Matter of fact, they raced me a couple weeks ago. But I don't know why they're not on here locking in or taking up for themselves. I mean, Jackie Deaver, I heard they had a lot of falling outs on where, so I can't speak for Texas 10. I think they all split up. I'm not sure. But you're coming over here calling Texas Pirates. Now, there's some Texas cars around that ain't Pirates. You know that.
Well, no. See, Tony, you know what? I apologize that I talked about the whole Texas. But I'm talking about specifically now these two guys.
C-Town Tony, your mic is open. C-Town Tony, your mic is open.
When
I talked about Texas, I did make some exemptions. I said I took out Tony Thorne. I took out Mr. Hyde, Dr. Jekyll and Hyde Racing. I took out the judge, because he's doing his thing. I took out Tree Man. All those guys have been locking in, and Bushnell took him out. But the rest of those guys, I mean, you got to admit, Tony Thorne, because you're an honest man, and I know you tell it like it is. Where are these guys? I mean, Texas is the biggest state in the whole land-wise in the United States. Houston is the fifth biggest city in the world, right? And in the United States. So where are all these freaking races at? We got the whole grudge world descending on San Antonio, Texas for the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National, and all the Texas racers, the Joker, 2K Joker, Drexler, Batman, Terminator, Ben Ladd, all these guys are in action. Where they at?
I'm a Terminator.
Blind eye killer, blind mule, donkey dick, whatever the hell their name is.
Hey, see what Pete D'Antoni is. Pete D'Antoni wants to say something.
You got Texas 10 online right now. Talk to him.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing just fine. We want to race. We don't want to find out how you're doing. We want to race. We want to find out how you want to race.
Well, we'll find out that Friday and Saturday when we get there. We, you know, we're not on here talking any crap, but, you know, I don't know who all these people are that, you know, all these names that you're mentioning, but I'm not just going to piss my money away and lock it in with Pro Stock Joe, as you call yourself, and piss my money away. We'll get there and we'll line something up, you know. I'm not going to get on here and pour my mouth when I don't know who's who yet, but, you know, my car will be there. And I will race somebody, I promise you.
Man,
that.
There's nobody crying me to river. Nobody got to hear that sardines and pickle bullshit you're talking about. You know how grudge rates work. You find out what I got, I find out what you got, and if I think I'm compatible to you, then we lie. Man, ain't nobody trying to
man,
lock
you ain't gonna bullshit me. You ain't going to bullshit me in no fucking race, I promise you. I'll be there Friday and Saturday. You'll know where my car is, and we find something.
Man, nobody wants your damn promises. Your promises ain't worth a shit. I want your money. I don't want your promises. What the hell is your promise?
You ain't gonna get. You ain't gonna
come with
no
fool, and I ain't no fool. What we want to do is bust your punk ass. You sitting there talking about my car's gonna be there Friday. I don't give a shit if your car's gonna be there. You want to lock something in? What kind of car you got?
I got a piece of shit, and I ain't locking shit in until Friday when I get there. Now, you can back me in the corner all you want. I ain't going to come out and piss my money away.
Well, I'm going to keep clapping
you
shit off. I like to fight people that don't fight back. Now, sit your $5 ass down before I make change. Get your ass off the damn phone. I said shut your punk ass up unless you want to race. If you don't want to race, shut your $5 ass down. Now, be quiet.
My $5 ass is sitting down.
Sit your $5 ass down and be quiet if you don't want to race somebody, you fake ass racer, you. Now, this is for racing folks. Now, shut your ass up. Nobody wants to say hi to you. This ain't the social network. This is the race network, man.
Say, Joe.
Now, say, who else you got?
Hey, Joe.
What? I'm rough on them, man. I'm rough on them. Damn it, this is a racing. This ain't
Hey, Sheriff, my mic open.
Yeah, you open.
Say, Joe.
Yeah,
hey, Joe.
Hey, King, how you doing, man? King,
how
you feeling?
Pro Stock, King, hold on.
You hold on.
Pro
Let
stock.
Me get the Pro Stock ass.
No, hold on. Hold on a second. Pro Stock, I got somebody for you. Dre, your mic is open.
Hey, Pro Stock. Hey, let me help y'all out on here. They not going to do a bunch of talking. When you bring your faggot ass down here with your cheap-ass camera, we gonna show you how to record.
Hey, listen, man. Get up there and you can talk all pretty. I don't understand how a coward stands in front of a coward to protect him. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to
tell you what.
Shit.
I tell
what
you what. We're going to show
you
camera
as
how
much as you get on
this
phone, as much as you call me, as much as you text me and call me telling me about how somebody want to lock somebody in. I don't know how you can all honestly
you,
call
hey, look, look,
up
look,
that
look, you, you see
there,
that when you get down here,
but
I'm not going
to talk about,
oh,
my car's going to be there.
That's your problem right there.
You see that. There's a lot of cars going to be there.
Man, shut the hell up and listen. Shut the hell up and listen, you damn faggot. Anyway. Ain't nobody gonna do no bunch of locking in over the phone if they ain't seen what another motherfucker got, crazy man.
Well, that's cause you don't know how to goddamn race. Listen,
man, shut up. You talking? You ain't that fucking queen later, whatever her name is.
That run on kerosene. That's what I gotta bring, and that's all it is.
Well,
everybody in racing knows what a car is capable of.
Let me have Pro Stock, please. Let me put a stop to Pro Stock. So y'all
can
go out and show
the $5 ass down, Dre. Put your damn dog collar on and get on the damn little boat.
Don't worry about it.
Hold on, Dre. I got it, man. I got Pro Stock. Pro Stock. Hey, you holding up all the goddamn North Carolina, South Carolina, all the East Coast. Look here. For your bad ass, since you goddamn don't have your car, right, you running your motherfucking mouth, I'm going to give you the hit for that $1,000 you want. How about that? I'm going to lock your ass in.
Listen, I got me some easy money, King Arthur. I don't need to run you. You fast on your feet. I can't beat you.
No, I ain't fast on my feet.
Listen,
no.
But,
Hey, don't slide back in that shit you're talking. Goddamn me, get your ass up on that line. I'm gonna give you the hit for your $1,000, man.
I already got Dre locked in for $500. Me and him, 40 yards. I got Dre. That's some easy damn money. Get big fat
well,
ass.
Hey, well, you bet that at me then. Hey, well, you bet that at me. I'm gonna run. Hey, I'm gonna give you the hit, and we're gonna run. We're gonna run at least 40 yards, and we're gonna run for $1,000. Your $1,000. How about that?
Hey,
let me have him, y'all. Goddamn, man, y'all. He calling everybody a coward. We gonna see what a goddamn coward from the East Coast look like. And put on some goddamn. Hey, and the only hey is just two or three stipulations. If I give you the guy, hold up, man. Let me talk. Ain't that what you said a while ago? Let me talk. All you gotta do, Pro Stock Joe, to get the hit, and put on some lipstick and some makeup.
Right. Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Okay, I'll put on the lipstick and makeup if you put on high heels.
Hey, well, hey, I'll put them on if you win.
No. You got to put them on first, and you got to run in your drawers.
Hey, well, look at you. Hey, well, I run in my drawers. Hell, I got old man drawers. Hell, they down to my. Hell, they look like Bella pussy.
No, got. To, it's got to be the regular thing that you wear, that thong. You know, that green thong that you be wearing.
Well, hey, all right, Brostock. How you know I wear a thong? Hey, you remember last time
girl.
You did what you had to do?
Me and you used to sleep with the same girl. Every time I was coming crazy, she said, you know what? One time I had her. I had her on the refrigerator, then I had her on the table, then I had her on the back porch and all that. She said, ooh. You fuck just like King.
Hey, well, I don't know about all that, but if you gonna take that lock in, you tell me that motherfucker from Texas need to lock in. I'm trying to lock you in.
Roy, listen, King Arthur.
What?
Listen, you know what? Being the esteemed man that you are a jet setter. You fly jets, you roam through airports, you got it going on, you ride around in Hummers, you look very well-established
dude. No, I'm going to drive my Bentley down there. I'm going to change up.
Hold on.
I'm going to drive my Bentley to the track.
Hold on. You will bet on a flea against a mosquito. You will do that, and you got a lot of heart. So what I want you to do is I want you one time, and I know what it is to believe in your home team. I know what it is. And I know what it is to feel the disappointment that you feel when your team is sitting there acting like a bunch of cowards. I know what it feels like. But, man, I want
man,
you to
man, you ain't even got no motherfucking team, though, Post. So what that tell you about you? You ain't got no motherfucking team, so you can get out that bullshit.
Y'all know how we do. Every time y'all come to a race, it's because y'all got lightweight.
We ain't that on here.
That man, Tree Man, allowed me three or four of you them old bastards from off that bullshit ass East Coast. When he knocked the old jacks off, we gonna bury that ass right there. It ain't a bitch named Two Speed in this world can run with that car. So what you saying about that?
Okay, fine. You're
y'all
talking about
stand
this
up.
World motherfucking
champ down here that's gonna fuck y'all ass up. We don't need but one or two races to whoop y'all slow asses up there.
You know
that's
what
I'm trying to tell your dumb ass.
Now, when we decide not to come back to Texas, you'll know why.
We don't give a fuck. We'll stay out of bed here. Y'all got your ass whooping. Y'all won't come back.
Nobody don't want to come to Texas. Nobody don't, because you don't know how to fucking race down there. That's why.
I
am authorized to lock in some cars right now.
I bet you won't do that since any two motherfucking cars can race. Everybody run their hands up.
Who are you authorized to lock in, Trey?
Tracy,
you got a fake ass show because y'all let this dude get up here to cop block. We got the World National coming up, and y'all send this dude up here. Y'all send this dude up here to block me to try and everybody to pay attention to something else. That's totally irrelevant. We trying to lock in race.
We trying to lock in Dreadful's back half.
We trying to lock in Atomic Dog. We trying to lock in the Terminator. We trying to lock in 10-4 Racing. We trying to lock in Suitcase. We trying to lock in who else down there? We trying to lock in.
Hold on, I see a smoke screen, Joe, like you say. Melvin got back online with that truck. We're trying to lock him. He said, hold on. It's been a whole 30 minutes. Is Melvin on here?
No, I can't run that car. That car already beat me. I don't want to run him. Get some more.
Wait a minute. You don't
want to
run it.
No, I changed my mind. I can't beat him.
Okay, hold on.
If Pro Stock can lock some races, why don't he lock in Big Sexy with Hyde?
We'll take the back tire. We'll take the same race you just tried. Yes, we will. You can get that locked in tonight.
You just lock it in and race head up.
No, sir. And Jeff, you know why.
Well, you ain't going to lock it in and race head up.
Right?
Yeah.
You know that you outclass that car by a lot. You know that.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to find out, Joe, what cars are you trying to get to lock in?
You Homefield bitch, man, motherfucker. No,
don't tell him that in front of the kids. Don't call him in front of the kids. Nobody said you couldn't skip a race.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll run your head up with the old jack car. I'm authorized to lock that in too. I'll run your head up with the old jack car. Now, how about that?
Hello? Yeah, if you pull your pants down,
hello?
We'll run them
Mayday.
With the old jack car.
Mayday. Mayday, man down.
You lock
man
in,
down,
you lock
down,
in.
Down.
Hey, I'll do that, but you lock in Jimmy head up.
Nah, that ain't got nothing to do with anything. No. One has nothing to do with the other. We'll lock you in with Mr. 5-speed head up, and we'll lock you in with the old tag head up. If you want two races, you got two races.
I want to race cars in my class. I want to race a back half car. If you can speak for Jimmy, lock the car in.
Jimmy wants a race car with five inch board space motors. How about that?
Tell Jimmy to keep his ass at home.
No. Tell Hyde to keep his ass at home. Because we got some cars.
We got some cars with the same size motor he has.
Why don't you bring them? If it's a bad
car, I said we got the old jacks coming. Even though they got a smaller motor than you, they'll still race you. And we got Mr. Five-Speed, who probably has a smaller motor than you, but he'll still race you.
Hold up, yo. Every time they want to race, three-man,
don't worry about what they got. Don't worry about what they got. Just race them. I mean, it don't even matter what you got.
Well,
you quit worrying about what Denny's got. Now you have double standards. All of a sudden now things have to be the same. All of a sudden now.
You're the one that started that. I didn't start that. You're the one that's stopping all the races.
Who's stopping the race?
Of course
you want to race.
Bro, you're wrong. Race Stoppers talk right there. You Race Stoppers talk.
You know what? You can say anything you want to say, but the fact still remains. We've got
let's
a car to run. We've got a car. We told Jack to make it even. He knows that he has a superior car. He has superior firepower to Big Sexy. He knows this. So fine, give Big Sexy the back tire. The same rate. So you're saying all back half cars are equal? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you if it has a stock front frame rail and a firewall. That's what I'm asking. I have a stock front frame rail. Does it have a stock front frame rail and a firewall?
Yeah, at the end of the day, this is grudge racing
answer
and we're not
question.
Talking parts. But at the
well,
end of the day, what they got is enough to whoop your ass. That's what they got. If you're mad enough to take that challenge. They got enough to whoop your ass what they got.
Any two cars can race. Well, goddamn me, Jack, old Jack, let him get out of there, goddamn it.
Right.
Let him get out of there.
Any two cars can race. You're absolutely right. It's just a matter of how. It's all about the stick.
So if the old Jacks want to run the Hyde car, let him give him the goddamn move, and I think that's just about to take care of that bullshit.
Okay, listen, King Arthur, I was just making a point. The old Jack is not interested in racing the high car unless he wants to race them. I was making a point. If you guys understand what I'm making a point is, I was making a point. The point is that this guy knows that racing the old Jack is an uneven race. For obvious reasons, okay? Just like he knows that racing Big Sexy is an uneven race for obvious reasons.
Well, didn't Big Sexy get away one time?
I tell you what. If you have a 5-inch plane, 5-0,
all I know is this here. If didn't Big Sexy run the hard car one time, King Arthur,
we're trying to get a race out there. Doctor, no disrespect, but I can't hear him for you. And, you know, I don't think he's authorized to lock his car in.
I'll tell you what, Joe, what I'll do is, you
need to let me talk for you, fool.
I'll give Jimmy the back tire. You want to lock that in?
Okay. Yeah. We lock it in 5-on-25.
5-on-25 or better, we flip for lanes. I need to do that
Friday night,
because I've got two races on Saturday. Night.
Okay. Right now, listen. There's only one condition that he would have. He's going to race this weekend. So the race is good. If he comes in the gate, if his car meets catastrophic failure, we wouldn't want to take a DP in that case. If that's okay with you, we get a break clause and then the race is locked.
Well, let me say this. If I break my car testing, it's going to be fixed to race since that night. You know, I mean,
okay.
if you put a piston in, everybody does not have.
I said catastrophic failure, which means he wrecks his car or throws a rod through the block or something like that, where he can't get it fixed inside of a week because he's going racing this guy.
So what time do you want to be in the lane?
All right.
8 o'clock?
Hold on, let me get them up here. Yeah, but 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock sounds good. Let me get them
9 o'clock Friday. Good. 9 o'clock Friday night. 5 on 25 or better.
You got lane choice, Jeff. You're giving him the back tire.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I've never done that, so I mean. Whatever the rules are, I don't care.
That's the rules. You give somebody the head or the back tire, you lane choice.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I got Big Sexy on the phone. And, Jimmy, let me just bring you up to speed real quick. We're going to take the back tire from the high car, 5 on 25 or better. There's a brake clause. I told them that you're going racing this weekend. If you meet with catastrophic failure this weekend, that the punk out is off. There's no lock-in. There's no lock-in money at that point. We're gonna. You get the back tire. 8 mile pro tree track rules. Red light, you lose. Cross center lane, you lose. When the wind light comes on at the end, the race is over, no matter what happens. And we'll flip for lanes. And
hey,
we're gonna race that
9 o'clock.
Hey, listen, man, shut your dumb ass up. Whoever the fuck that is, man, for real. Now you race stopping, you stupid son of a bitch. Whoever the fuck you are. So, the racing at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock is better for you, Jimmy.
Oh, it's a bitch. Oh, shit.
Jimmy, did you say? Did you make?
Jeff, make sure you get a lane course. They do the same thing to you.
Right.
That's their rule. That ain't our rule anyway.
Joe, did you go to the side? Is it 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
Well, they do start playing cheesy and looking for ice.
No, they're probably going to back out of it.
Well, give that truck the back tire too, Jeff.
Which truck?
The 3M truck.
I can't beat him. I just told you, I can't beat him. He beat him by 10 cars last time. That time's not going to help. I just told my boy this is going to do it. I got to get on a weekend
first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy just said that we'll do the lock-in official on Sunday. He and I will call you on the phone and lock in official on Sunday. Says he doesn't want to get into that whole – so he says he's going to go racing on Saturday. Everything goes well. He'll call you on Sunday and then do the lock-in, so it'll be official. We won't have no backing out either way because he wants it to be official if he comes down there and he wants to lock-in. See what I'm saying?
I mean, dang, man, I'm giving you the back tire. Come on. And I let him out. If he has a catastrophic failure, I'll let him out. But I'm going to tell you right now, the back tire ain't going to be enough for him. But, I mean, I'm going to take that. And just lock it in, man. I'm already giving you what you want. That's what you said you wanted, to lock in. I'm giving it to you. Let's do it now.
You going to let him out? You may as well let the truck out, then I'll lock in now. If that's the case. Okay, I ain't think so. All right, carry on.
Hey, Tom Joe, I bet you $200 Big Sexy don't even show up.
I bet you $200 they don't walk in.
Ooh.
I bet you $500 they don't lock in. I bet you another $200 they don't show up, Jeff.
You're probably right.
You get on here talking about this shit, Prostock Joe, and you can't back shit up. The other night you was talking about Maldi and 3M truck. We'll get both of them in the back tire, too.
With what?
With a high car.
Y'all got one car in Texas that will race. We can't hide his prop. Every baby must have a father. Hyde is a bad man. Absolutely. He spent enough money to be a bad man. He should be a bad man. He should be a lot better than he is.
That being said,
where the hell is Drexler? Where the hell is the Two-Faced Joker? Where the hell is the Texas Nightmare? Where are those cars at?
Your mic
y'all got
is open.
One car in Texas? Is that what you're saying? Y'all got one car in Texas?
You're talking day and night difference.
Exactly.
Quit talking. Get on the phone and call in people and tell them to grow some goddamn balls and lock in and shut the fuck up.
We'll lock you in.
I just told you we'll give you the back tire with all three of the motherfucking cars you're talking about.
With what car?
All three of the cars. It don't matter what car. We got one car. We'll fix the motherfucker to run y'all.
Hey,
you got on here with three or four motherfucking cars, and you ain't got a man motherfucker that wants to lock in something. You want somebody to give you something. The only thing we're gonna give you is some goddamn nuts and a dick to skate on.
Hello.
You get off the goddamn phone and you tell your boys and y'all can grow enough motherfucking butts. Miles to lock in $500. You ain't got $500 to lock in? Fuck.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Go ahead.
You got a goddamn parrot on the phone?
Hello.
You need a cracker?
No, I'm here.
Go ahead, Smooth.
What's that motherfucker's name? Pro Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Pro Stop.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to see what you going to do. You say the high car too much for you, goddamn. This nightmare. Let me leave, goddamn, and I'll lock your fucking ass in. What you want to do?
Oh, man, shut your coward ass up. That's what I'm saying.
Now you coward motherfucker. You talking about the high car too much for you.
You bigger than me.
Let me see how much milk you got.
Listen to him. I just told you. Everybody on this phone knows that the high car got a 5.3 motor in it. Jimmy McBride don't have that.
We ain't talking about all that for sure.
We're talking about all that. That it makes a difference. Everybody on here knows that. And so you know what? We give the Hyde his props. The Hyde got a badass car. But he's over Jimmy McFadden. He's not over the Shadow. That's why the Shadow bust his ass. You understand that? Him and the Shadow got the same shit. And when he came over here to race the Shadow, Shadow bust his ass again and again so much so he had to hire the Shadow to keep him off his ass.
That's why I hired him.
Okay.
But now,
okay,
back to you, you got the
okay,
same
man.
Shit.
Hold on. So, Joe, yeah, tell me this. If we talk about parts, and this is something you always say you don't like doing, so since you're talking about parts, this Ricky, what size tie Big Tex is sitting on?
What do you mean, what size tie he's sitting on?
What size tie? Yeah, that's what I mean.
33.
So he's sitting on a 10.5. Okay, so you say he's on a 33. No, you say he's on a 33. We on a smaller tie.
He's on a 10.5 tire.
Then he gonna let us leave?
Well, wait a minute. Well, you got a bigger motor. Are you gonna let us leave?
No, we don't.
How do you know that?
No, we don't. All right, where the fuck you get off saying
say,
we got a bigger
motor?
You
do.
No, where the fuck
you
get off saying we got a bigger motor? You just making up shit. So
where
we
do you get off that saying we got a bigger tire?
Because you just told me what size tire you had. So
I
know that.
What size tire you got? What size tire you got?
We on 31.
So, wait a minute.
You just said 33, Joe. So hold on, Joe. You think you're dealing with a chump, man.
I tell you what. We can bet on that. I'll bet you that Big McFadden does not have a 33 inch tire.
Okay, so hold on. So if he show up on 31, what y'all want to do?
I don't know what he's going to show up on. All right,
so
he's got a 10.5
tire. Bye, Joe. You full of shit, man.
Tell him to put on some bigger ones. We don't need no bigger tires. Get a bigger motor and run high then. $1,100. Motors cost $85,000. You do the fucking math. I'll do the arithmetic.
It don't matter.
You do the math. I'll do the arithmetic.
We got everything under the sun, but my point is, you get on here.
You get on here and talk about what somebody, Joe, you marked off, man.
You get on here asking for favor from everybody. Smooth got on here and gave you a fair race, and then again, you talking about he full of shit, man. You the one full of shit.
What do you mean? A one back half should let another back half break because he got a bigger tire?
Okay.
For real?
He made a good point.
That's why
he
nobody don't come to Texas because y'all don't know how to fucking race.
No, we don't give you hoes y'all race that y'all want. That's all the problem is.
You stupid as a motherfucker. In what world do you give a motherfucker? Okay, so I tell you what. I tell you what, all right? How about this? How about Tree Man give Big Sexy the break because he got bigger tires on? We'll take the break with Big Sexy from Tree Man. How about that? Matter of fact, Big Sexy, hold on. Big Sexy has smaller tires than Hyde. Hyde's got on 1734, so we'll take the break from Hyde. We'll take that break.
Y'all always
want
stuff.
Hold
on, you just heard what the man said, Joe. Now, let's let Tony and Jeff speak, so go ahead.
Oh, hey, all I was trying to do, Joe, you remember when I came to your race in North Carolina?
Yes, sir, and I definitely appreciate you coming out. You did a great job.
What did I race out there?
You raced a ProMod car. You raced a top sportsman car.
A twin turbo ProMod.
It was a nitrous car.
Okay, nitrous. I raced a turbo car in Louisiana. But
right.
How was that race won? On the tree.
How was it?
It was won on the tree.
And I don't understand why ever. You know, Joe, here's the other thing. You've been in racing long enough to know these tracks won't let. I promise you, whatever motor I have in it, it runs at about 75% because I have yet to be on a track where we can fill it up and run these times these people think I'm running. And I'm just, you know that. These tracks, when we were in North Carolina, that track wouldn't get enough to run it. So, I mean, I don't understand why people just won't lock in because it's not the fastest car. We're not on tracks that, we don't get tracks that let us run. I have yet to melt the piston because we can't run enough nitrous on these tracks that we race on to hammer this car. There's just no way. If we were running on a NHRA track or a PDRA track, it'd be different. But everybody's pretty much equal. Those tracks, within reason, I understand there's 30s cars, 40s cars. But when these cars are close enough, don't stop races, man, because it's one on the tree and it's one on tune. It's not the fastest, biggest motored car that wins these races. And you know that.
Jeff, everything that you said is absolutely true. And while that is true, this is also true. We're not gonna go into a race where you have every advantage in the world. So
I don't have every advantage.
You have. Hold on. Here's what I'm saying. You have a lighter car. You have a bigger motor. You have a bigger tire.
You don't know that.
You have three distinct.
You don't know, hey,
yes,
you don't.
I
you don't
do.
Know what my car
yes,
weighs.
I do. Yes,
no,
I
don't.
Do. I don't know what your car weighs, but I know what car it is, and I know how it's built. So, Jeff, like I said, I'm not going to talk parts on here, but my point is, I'm saying you know what
right.
I know. Okay, let's take the weight out. You have bigger tire. You have a bigger motor. That I know for certain.
Well, you know what?
So my point
what
is,
did I just say?
So,
what track, Joe, are we on that lets us front hammer those big motors?
Well, no. Big Sexy is going to lock you in, Jeff. He just told me, he said, listen, Pro Stock, he said, I don't want to get into the gray area right now. He said, just let me, I already got one race locked in like that, and I don't want to spoil my name in racing, right? Let me just go
wow.
this weekend, do my racing.
Wow.
Let me do my racing.
Wow.
And if,
you know what happened?
If come
I go, that's fine. Forget it. But here's the deal. I used to talk to Jimmy directly to lock races in, and I don't know why he's doing this now, because you're stopping him from racing, and you shouldn't. And I mean,
I'm
it's a bad
from racing?
Yeah, I mean, you're.
Are you kidding me? I tried to lock it in. I tried to lock it in until I got him on the phone. Why would I want to stop it? Does that make any sense, Jeff?
Because you're on here trying to say that I've got this elite car that's better than everybody else is out there. You're trying
I'm
to say
not
it's
saying
quieter.
That. I'm saying that's
know.
Why Jimmy needs the back tire. I'm saying that's why he can't run your head up. Okay, you know
well,
that.
And
I didn't try to say anything. And I'm telling.
Look,
and,
this, listen, this whole conversation.
And, right, and that's
out,
fine. So,
back
Jeff, I got no conversation. Jeff, I respect you. You're a good racer. You got a lot of heart. And I got no conversation with you. What I was talking to really is the other guy, right? I was saying to him. Well, I only brought you up because I said, if it's his thesis that one car that has a bigger tire than the other car and everything else is equal, then the car with the bigger tire should give the smaller tire the break. I said, well, then doesn't it stand to reason that the high car should give Big Sexy the break because he's got a bigger tire?
Why don't you put it on a 34? He should put it. They're not any more than that 31. That's his problem.
This conversation is not towards you. I promise you, our business is settled. Sexy is going to lock you in as soon as he finishes this weekend. I promise you, if nothing happens, okay? That's a done deal.
It'll never happen.
I was only.
If it's
well,
true,
well, listen,
locking
I have
in
no
right
control.
Now.
I have no. I wouldn't want him to lock it in right
that's
now. I called him and I begged.
Wow.
I begged him to lock it in right now because I just put myself out there. I just put myself out there saying he was going to lock in. Then I call him and he says, "Hold off." So
say,
I begged him to lock
Joe,
in. He just won't do it.
With that fake hey. Ass call now.
Wow.
Let Nightmare yeah, get out of there. All of that's fine. But that still does not excuse the fact that dog got five guys. You got Dr. Jekyll, big props to you. You got Drexler, big props to you. You got Tree Man,
double big props to you. You've got Bushnell, the Grudge, big props to you. You've got Tony Thorn, big props to you. The rest of you guys, really, really, really.
Hey, Joe, but I'm going to get like this. Hey, hold on, Joe. Shut the hell up and listen, man. That's your goddamn problem. You talk too damn much. You only know about the five you hear on this damn phone. What about the other 100 that's going to pull in the track on your ass?
Yep.
Tony Thorn, Jackie Deaver, your mics are open.
Well, I wish you'd open up my mic.
Post out, Joe, what do you personally want to lock in?
You say what now?
What are you going to drive that you want to lock in?
Oh, now that's fake ass racing 101. Everybody on this phone knows I don't have
a car.
No, I'm
gonna drive. What are you gonna drive? You a bitch motherfucker. That's what you are.
Like I said, if you want to talk about racing, then let's talk about somebody that has a car. Don't do the look away. All right, you can't trick nobody with the look away.
No, I got a car. Now let's talk about it.
Okay, then what kind of car you got, Jackie?
I got a back half car. Now what?
Okay, well we got a back half car. Well, what kind of back half car you got?
I got a 2,800-pound Camaro.
2,800-pound Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going. Nitrous, turbo, what?
Now, what do you got?
What is the car? Is it nitrous or turbo?
It's got a little nitrous on it.
Got a little nitrous on it. Okay. What color is the car?
It's primer.
It's primer. Is that a 67 Camaro? 69 Camaro. All right. Well, we'll see if we can't get Baldy on the phone.
I'm talking about you. What do you want to do?
Hey, you're talking about faking is what you're talking about. You already know I just said to you, and I'm going to say it again so that there's no mistake. I do not have a car, sir. I do not drive cars, sir. I am a promoter, sir.
Okay, so
now, do you
want to
race somebody with a car, sir?
It's okay. It's okay for y'all to say that y'all go ahead and lock it in next week. But when we say we're gonna lock it in next week, then it's not okay.
You didn't say you were gonna lock it in next week. You said when we get to the track. That's different. That's not locking it in.
Well, it's. I don't see no difference. It's a week difference.
Oh, no, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. The fans want to know who's in this shit to win it, who's racing and who's faking. And the answer is obvious. Jackie Divas, you are one of the fakers. You're on this phone talking about you want to race me. What you want to do, race me on foot? What you want to do, race me spelling or race me dialing the phone or some shit? What you want to do, race me in, huh?
Nah,
you got a goddamn race
car.
Why don't you talk about racing guys with race cars? Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about damn no racing me because you know I don't race. That's just a goddamn look away. Look over here, folks. Look over here. Let me distract you. Let me make you not pay attention to the fact that I got a race car that I'm not motherfucking racing.
Well, who is Pro Stock Joe? Because I don't know who you are.
Hey, I'm sorry. Listen, man. If the goddamn fan want to know who in the shit, send them burn their ass out there to the track and see. They ain't got to know.
Man, what is all this faking shit? Y'all know how this shit works. You tell me what you got. I tell you what I got. You ask some questions. I ask some questions. And then we say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Man, stop all that goddamn fake shit. Tracy, you got a bunch of motherfucking fake-ass motherfucking cowards down there, Tracy. And this is a bullshit-ass goddamn show. Get somebody over the motherfucker. Tracy, get somebody over the motherfucker.
Hey, Pro Star, you a one-sided.
How the hell am I one-sided? Can you get somebody on the phone that wants to lock in? That's what this shit is about. We are coming to a world outlaw.
I bet y'all don't bring 50 cars.
I bet you ain't.
75 out here, King Lord. I bet
you don't know 50 people.
I'm just going to bring a point out to the Texas guy.
You see? Here's my point. It don't matter. It don't matter. Listen, we got the slider boy with a G-body coming. He ain't got no lock in Texas. We got Candy Crusher. Candy Crusher coming. He ain't got no lock in Texas. Goldie ain't got no lock in Texas. Baldy ain't got no lock in Texas. Who else is coming?
Okay. That's 5 cars that you ain't got. Say, man, we gonna try to honor them goddamn cars. You just put them goddamn names out on the goddamn out there and say these cars need a race, and we gonna try to see that to match. If I have to put up all the goddamn money, listen, so you can goddamn me get this race. I put the money up for the motherfucker to try these goddamn cars. Bring them.
Hey, hold on, King. The man just told this motherfucker he'll give balls to the back tire while the bitch ain't locked in.
Well,
man,
fuck what he's saying and fuck what you saying. How about that? So now that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to lock these goddamn cars in.
All y'all doing,
about
all y'all
ain't gonna
doing
be,
is blocking
if you
us
ain't no motherfucker
goddamn
listening,
way.
It ain't gonna
y'all
be for shit.
Distracted because the Texas racers ain't shit. A bunch of fake ass racers, with the exception, Hold on, Joe, wait a minute.
find somebody. All that talking y'all doing, talk to me about a goddamn race.
Yo,
I don't want to hear all that goddamn excuses y'all got.
What about
nobody wants to hear about no goddamn punk-ass excuses. Nobody want to hear that
bullshit.
Tell me what kind of boat you got. Tell me you got nitrous or turbo. Tell me what kind of your car. Tell me about the rocket. Tell me what kind of your goddamn race. Tell me about the goddamn race. Tell me about the goddamn race.
When Texas get this skin in their ass up, they gonna need a skin graft going back home.
Hey,
don't take your fat ass and mix it your trailer and play with yourself. That's what you do. Since you're so motherfucking high.
You see what I'm talking about? What does that
so
have to do with the race?
What
if I
play with myself all
the
way around
on the damn Christmas tree at the racetrack? What the fuck does
hey,
that have to do
you
with
racetrack?
Hey,
bullshit.
Hey,
you know what,
Joe?
Joe,
you know what happened, Joe?
You know what, Joe? I thought you were real.
You know what
you're going
to
do
to you because you got no racism to talk about. You got nothing. You don't have the book keeper. You don't have the book.
You
don't tell
you
nothing.
You ain't never been shit. The end bitch RA, that's what you got. You got the NB RA, National Bitches Racing Association. That's what you got.
I came back and everybody sounded crazy, man.
Bro, we're supposed to be locking in racing, man. Everybody arguing about voters and everything else, man.
So Tracy, what happened with Big Sexy? He said he want to he'll lock in Jeff. That race is good. All the terms are great. He said just let him get through the weekend before he goes ahead and makes it official. He said he'll do the lock in. He just doesn't want to go through all that hocus pocus stuff. Let him get through the weekend, and the race is going to be official. So we'll call him on Sunday, and we'll do it on Monday. So that's a done deal.
Now
back half wise. Back half, let me finish, please. Back half-wise, we got Camp 3M and Baldy, and we got about four, five, six of those bodies looking for action.
Does Baldy want to do?
They want to race. They want to race the Texas Nightmare. They want to race the Joker. They want to race those kinds of cars.
But other than those three cars you just said, test out, what other cars do you got coming? You said 3M, Baldy, and I guess Big Chase or whatever. What other cars is coming that you said that
they haven't ran
the Jekyll? Because see, what you ain't understanding, most of them cars that are ran the Jekyll, they probably maybe a kid to keep Florida in the Jekyll movie. So you see cars. That's on Jekyll level. You put some regular cars on these regular backhands, and you'll see what you get. So we need to find out how many other cars other than the car that done ran Jekyll got extra. Because I'm telling you right now.
Man, don't go back to all that shit, man.
If you got some cars that done ran, that have not ran Jekyll, you got extra. But if you got cars that done ran Jekyll, we already know that they're
Hold on for a second. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a dialogue. Listen. Now, here's the thing, right? Baldy ran the car and got his butt beat. Melvin ran the car and got his butt beat. So what does that mean? That doesn't mean that they're faster than him or even
Baldy
as fast. All that means is, hold on one second, please. That means that they have heart. And they stepped up, they ran a guy that whooped their butt, and now they know they weren't qualified to beat him. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Joe, hold on. They ran them card and got beat. Okay, the same man, I'm going to give them guys something, and they won't take it. They won't take it. Okay, these other cars that they were around, they know that they ran the Jekyll and Hyde, the car here in Texas. So they know that as that car ran the Hyde and lost, they don't feel these other cars here don't feel like they can match up with that car even though they lost. So these cars here feel like they need to ask Big Sexy and they need to ask Baldy and 3M for something and they won't give up nothing.
That's the whole point. Those cars, listen, here's the point. This is about heart. It's about gambling. Just because you race a guy doesn't mean that you're equal to him. Maybe you raced him because there was a hot track that day. Maybe you raced him because you won another race and you had some extra money and you felt like gambling. Maybe you raced him because it was just a shootout and it was a free race. And that's exactly what it was. That's when they ran it. But maybe it was a couple of things, but that's the whole point.
Yo.
But hold on, man. Stop interrupting me. Please stop being rude. I know
you're
a better gentleman than that. So the idea at the end of the day, the idea is just because I ran a guy doesn't mean I'm equal to him. It just means maybe I had some extra heart, some extra balls that day.
Hey, Joe, I got a question. Hold on, Batman. Joe, I got a question for you. Man, nobody can understand you, Batman. Hey, I got a question, though. I thought Baldy got around Jeff that day up in North Carolina.
Baldy got around him.
I thought he did.
Jeff blew his motor up in the race.
So, but I mean, but hold on. A win is a win. So can Jeff get some get back from one of them guys? A fair race?
The only reason I told you again, the only reason that Baldy ever raced Jeff in the beginning was because they were in a shootout. There was money put up, and they.
I thought that was a
lot of guys will get in a shootout. A lot. Listen, there is a back half shootout at the World Grudge National. These guys are talking about they're not even going to get in because of who else is in. You know what I'm saying? That is the cowardice
Phil,
that I'm talking about.
Man, Sharon, I'm just listening. I'm done. I'm too hot done.
Hey, Joe. Yo.
Somebody's talking.
Yeah,
Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about that. I did not blow the – Matt was driving that day. We did not blow the motor running Baldy. He outran it in Rockingham. I blew the motor running the Silver Bullet in the Jekyll car. And so back then, that's when them guys would lock in races and take a chance. And now they won't.
That's the point I was making.
I have the same car, same setup, and I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Baldy never locked in a race with you.
It wasn't a shootout, Joe, because I remember Baldy walking up to me and telling me that he was running Jekyll. I mean, running the high car that day.
It wasn't a shootout. Okay, hold on. One second. Excuse me. Jeff, was it a shootout when you ran Baldy?
Ben, I honestly don't remember. That's been a year and a half ago.
Hold on, Jeff. Let me help you remember. Did Baldy have the option to run the Jekyll or the high car? Didn't he have that option
right.
that day? That wasn't a shootout, Joe.
Right.
That was not a shootout.
No, it was.
Thank you, Joe. Now, how's that? Now, back to your point, Jeff. You were right. That's back when people were locking up.
So does Baldy want to, he's not going to do, he won't lock in anything either, unless we give him something, I guess.
The thing about Baldy, he got a damn good driver. So really, smoke kind of equalized a lot of cars that may be faster than them. You know what I mean?
He's a really good driver.
So that's the thing. So they can take a chance more where most people can't.
Pro Stock.
See if he wants to lock something in.
Pro Stock. Pro Stock. Pro Stock.
Hello? Trying to get somebody else.
Hey, can you hear me, Tommy?
Yeah, I hear you.
Man, at the end of the mother's bush now, man. At the end of the motherfucking day, all the motherfucking teams and all these motherfucking people got these race cars that ain't locked in. I'm pretty sure you get all the motherfuckers in one spot over that weekend, man. It's going to be a bunch of more motherfucking racing that got
there
in that racing that ain't locked in, man.
There
you
go.
Some of these people.
Even if they ain't locked in, they're going to look at some of them cars. They're going to check them out. There might be some goddamn race. All them fans
and the spectators, just come on, man, because this is what it's going to be, man.
It's going to be some racing. You go get there, you're going to look at some racing.
Somebody gonna race, man. All the people at one spot, man. Even the motherfuckers that don't race gonna race that night.
It's gonna be a race. Is cornbread on here?
Tony Brown was on Saturday better and locked Cornbread and Primetime in.
I didn't hear you, Tony. Say it again.
I said, we'll lock 200 or 1,000 or better and lock them in, and we'll give him the back tire we got the name for us.
Tony, okay, Tony, buy any cornbread?
Yes.
Okay, Tony, tell me if they want to lock him, if they're giving the back tire, he said he'll lock cornbread in. Hey, wait a minute, he might be from the auction. Sharon, can you call him? Can somebody get him on here? He said he'll lock him in if he gets the back tire.
He told me the same thing.
Yeah. Are you saying that you're going to lock cornbread in with him?
Yes.
Hey, Tony, say it again. Somebody make a noise. Say it again. 200 on 1,000 or better. 200. You said 200 on 1,000 or better? Yes. What day are y'all trying to do that? Somebody might need to meet. What'd you say, Tony?
We'll do it Friday night.
Friday night. Hey, Joe, get Tony. You probably can get him on right now. He said he was in the auction earlier, but he told me to put it out there and see if it happens. So, Joe, get Tony on the phone. You probably can get him on your phone.
Tony told me that he would do that.
Huh? Tony told me that he would do that. Yeah, Tony Bynes told me that he'll lock that in. If Cornbread give him the back tie, he'll run it. And Tony Collins just want to lock it in for 200 on 1,000 for Friday night. And I want to see if Friday night works for Tony. I know Tony got a couple of races on Friday night now, so I do want to see if Friday night will work for him. Joe. Hey, Shannon, can you call him or it's too late?
I can try.
Yeah, try to call him. I know. You got it. Somebody's just, hey, everybody check their mic. Somebody's got it working or in a machine shop or something. They got a bunch of noise. Damn. You get it? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hello?
Who is that?
Tracy.
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know my mic was open. Mine is, I'll close it off to the final comments, but it's funny to me how this guy will get on the radio talking like this, and then when we start trying to get some lock-ins, then he starts crawfishing. This is unbelievable.
That's typical pro stock, man. You don't know that? That's typical pro stock. You know, I tell pro stock all the time, he one-sided, so. You know.
Yeah, we go. He just don't know. I mean, if he had a car, the line of his car would be 150 people deep. You know,
yeah.
Big sexy, big enough to run with them cars, but he don't want to. He wants to move. He wants to tie. You know, a bunch of nonsense. You know, and then he tries to explain the same thing that we try to explain to other people when they try to put bigger cars on us. But we cowards and we don't want to race. But them guys, he got a built-in excuse. We saw the race on YouTube, man. You can race that dude head up in that car. You ain't got to be scared.
Bro, hey, Pro Stock, come off mute. Come off mute, Pro Stock.
Tony Bynes didn't answer.
He didn't answer. Hey, Tony Thorne.
Yeah.
He said that he had to lock it in, but I just want to know that date. I'm not sure if he could do it. He didn't say whether Friday or Saturday. I know I think he got a couple of races on Friday, so just got to make sure that data works for him.
We'll do it on Saturday, too, whatever we need to do.
Whatever. He said if he give it to him, he told me to trade to lock it in, but he didn't say no date, so we'll confirm it for sure, but I pretty much it'll be a done deal if he's going to give it a back tire.
Yeah, we're going to give him a back tire.
Okay. All right, man. Well, we way behind that hour, man. Appreciate everybody for coming on. I've been a little busy today, so I've been in and out. Man, we got one more week, and them guys think it ain't gonna come from the East Coast and not gonna get a race. I can assure you, I don't think it's a car that comes.
Got one more week getting crazy about a motherfucking minute.
That's right. It's gonna find them. There's going to find a way to make a race. But just like those guys like to ask for something, those same guys going to have to give up something. But people will race them. Yeah, I mean, they gonna be it's going to be a race. I don't think now car going to come down here going to race. They just going to have to take a chance, just like they saying, we got to take a chance. They just going to take a chance, too. So, you know, it's like that. When you go out there and you got a car and you lose hands up, but you run in the car, you feel like it's more superior. Well, how about when you face that guy who's not superior to you and wouldn't even run that guy? Well, sometimes you got to take a chance to get that guy something. So, believe it or not, they gonna get a race. They just out. They got to flex a little bit.
That's what I mean. We're almost up.
Hey, we're going to pump this thing up, man. And, you know, I know it's heating up. We want people to be safe, man. And, Sharon, we're going to go down and do last.
Motherfucker heating up so much, motherfucker. Leaking water on the start line and heating up so much.
They thinking they're going to come to Texas and get something soft. They thinking they're going to come to Texas. Ain't nobody going to race them. Trust me. I think they just got to make it. They just got to do it like this. Any two cars can race, just got to find something you like and take a chance. So with that said, we're going to do final comments, and we're going to get out of here for the night. Sharon, go ahead.
Of course,
Sleepy,
final comment.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. It's Sleepy. Is the Big D got a lock-in?
Big D?
Yeah.
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, I thought he had a lock-in for that weekend. He said he's trying to get it done.
I'm quite sure Big D sitting back there. He probably sitting out there.
Got a good one, though, man.
Big D probably sitting out there.
Yeah. I see if he was. I was just trying to figure it out.
Big D, push one buddy out there. Big D, push one buddy out there.
In the bushes, man.
Yeah.
He don't want to say nothing. We ain't going to force him to talk. He don't want to say nothing, though.
In the bushes.
All right, Jenna, go to the next person.
Yeah, final comment.
You know, the thing is that, like, Joe's impossible. You know, we're trying to get these races locked in, and until Joe got involved, we used to not have – I could lock in with these guys, and they would race. And he gets his facts backwards, like he's trying to say that Baldy outran us in Rockingham because we blew a motor. That wasn't true. They ran a real good race and beat us. And now all of a sudden, since Pro Stock got involved, none of these guys will lock in races. And so, you know, at the end of the day, they're not really – he talks about it being gambling, but at the end of the day, nobody's taking a chance. And I know it's a lot of money, but, you know, we only have about four big races a year. And that's what's hurting the game is we can't get people to lock races in. And he says he's out here to help the game. You know, I went to his race in North Carolina, and we were running a shootout, and he was over the race. It was his race, and I was going into the finals to run for $6,000. And they shut the track down at 11 p.m. That's the kind of deal when I went all the way to North Carolina, I got into with him. And so I had to split the money with a car that I pretty good chance I'd outran them. Who knows? But that's the kind of stuff that goes on around them, and it's frustrating. So, you know, maybe down here, you know, I know down here the guys I know will lock in races, and it's the, you know, you see what's going on with the East Coast. These guys don't want to lock in anything. So, but that's all I can do.
All right, well, I'm quite sure they're going to get some. World Grills now is going to bring races from all over. And some kind of way for that night, so you're not going to have that many cars on the property, that many people on the property from different places, and nobody don't find a way to race. It's the racing going to happen. So.
Okay,
final
comment.
Yeah, I like to say good show, you know, but my from Doc Joe, I think he kind of got his spinning up his butt. You know, I think he's a faggot, Chase.
I'm going to go in
himself. I think he's a faggot. But if they want to do something, shit, like Tommy Dow say, you know, they always ask if he's something, shit, give up something. Like that, we can rumble. I'm out of here.
Nathan Postdoc Joe, if y'all are still on, final comment.
Yeah, good show.
King,
good show.
Final
good show.
Sorry, Nate. King, final comment.
Yeah. Hey, say Texas racing. Say, you know, like, sometimes, you know, I've been around Postdoc for the last 3-4 years. I try to bring out the points that y'all don't see what Postdoc doing. You know Postdoc, he doing everything for the East Coast to win the race, man. And when I try to help y'all so Texas can win, y'all think I'm just blowing and huffing and puffing. Say, man, I didn't get this old to be this damn fool that y'all think I am. I'm very intelligent. And, you know, my IQ is a little higher than what y'all think. And I bet you one goddamn thing. I bet you if you listen to me, you're going to win more than you lose. And guess what? They ain't going to bring no more than 10 cars. But the 10 cars that they do bring, they're going to be 10 badass cars. So you got to watch what you say and watch what you do. Because Postdoc going to talk crazy to you and then make you goddamn do things that you shouldn't do. And you can take all the chances you won't, and then goddamn count your money later on in the year. You'll see that you done got fucked. And I'm through with it.
Chris Snell, final comment.
Man, y'all already know what it is. Racist fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks.
Tree Man, final comment.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is a pretty good show. Also, I'm not going to just say, everybody's saying, you know, tree man, I'm coming with a camp. And I'm going to tell you like this, the camp that I'm coming with, we're going to tear some shit. I'm going to say this, Jeff, you know what I'm saying, Jeff, I'm kind of jealous, goddamn, you trying to lock in more than me, but it's cool. Bring your chain and your lock. You lock up one goddamn man in the gate, I'm going to lock the goddamn mother. Ain't nobody get out that motherfucker alive.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Richard, final comment. Richard, final comment. B-Red, final comment.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Sharon. Yeah, this was a absolute great show, and these shows only going to get better the closer we get to the WGN. I appreciate you saying that, Tree Man. You right, man. Please, somebody shut the front door. You get the back door, and we're going to kill everything in the middle. I promise you. They not getting out of this sucker alive. Welcome to Death Valley. Don't ever forget when y'all come down here from the East Coast, that man said it 10 years ago, San Antonio, yeah, it's just like Compton.
Flick, final comment.
Yeah, I think Smoothie said it all for Team Nightmare, man. I mean, you know, Postdoc Joe, you talking that shit? Hell, Big Six or whoever, let it move. Shit, we can rumble. Good night.
Final comment. Hold on, Tracy. I got one. Well, I thought I did. They changed it. Okay, Tracy, it's on you.
Hey, good show, man. Like I say, things are heating up. We got the biggest show in the country in the Grudge Game going on July 4th and 5th. I feel like as long as the Mother Nature work with a man, it's going to be a hell of a show. And I believe them guys come down here, they going to get what they ask for. They might not see it right now, but like they say, they're not getting out of here without getting no race. And some races they think they're not going to get, they going to get. So we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. We're going to keep on trying to make action. Texas is going to stand up July 4th and 5th. And remember this, from me to you, something freaky come this way. Good night, everybody.
Oh, let me make sure, Tracy, let me make sure. HD, did you push it? Was that by accident? I just want to make sure.
I mean to push it.
Huh?
Is Tree Man still there?
Yeah,
Tree Man's
still here.
I mean, all Tree Man got to do is just take it easy. We'll be here in a couple of weeks.
What you mean, take it easy, fella? Shit, I don't know what take it easy.
All this talking, you only got a couple weeks.
Check this out, man. If you don't know by now, you will know. Say, I will run that motherfucker.
We'll stop
every goddamn track all the way back up to Chicago. I run y'all every goddamn, we'll stop at every track on the way back up there. I'm a racing motherfucker if you ain't heard yet.
I heard that before.
Goddamn, go to YouTube and you'll see. I run this motherfucker every week if I got to. But this motherfucker I got, this bitch will pop a wheel in the grass.
Okay, we'll see. I don't get into that old talking stuff.
Check this out.
You say
I'm doing a lot of talking. I bag mine up. I put my corner lane. I mean, say, it's known. Uh-huh. Trust me, it's known. I'm going to get you all you ask for.
Yeah, you and I got an appointment at 9:30. So just don't forget that.
No, man, you got a appointment at 9:00.
I told you it was 10:00. Thomas also told me 9:30.
No, it's 9:00. I gotta raise Mr. Five Speed at 10:30. Go back and check the show. Man, you gotta.
Yeah, I tell
you,
y'all raise at 9:00 here. Him and Five Speed raise at 10:30.
Hey, do you want to raise at 6:00?
We can race whatever time you get ready, buddy.
You back and forth. Hey, Thomas, see, that's why I don't. I'm very scared. You told me the other night. I told you 10:00. You told me it was 9:30.
Well, I'm gonna go back to the show. I got it written down and find it. Either way you go, 9:00, 9:30, y'all racing. So that we ain't gonna 30 minutes. Ain't gonna stop the race. But we'll go back to the show. And then we can find it and go back to the paper. You know, I'm not sure we was on the show on another show, but hey, T, you and Tree Man said for Friday, both of y'all want to race, so however it is, even if you got to split it, it'd be 9:15.
Right. It ain't going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem at all. Whatever
even if you got to split it, both of y'all on the phone right now, one said 9, one said 9:30. Worst come to worst, if it's 9:15, are y'all both good with that?
I want to do it at 9 o'clock. If you can go back and it said 9:30, then we're running 9:30, but the race said 9:00. I don't care, we run at 8:00. But I need to cool my car out.
Hey, Tommy Doyle. Is he holding a deposit? I ain't never seen a racer call the rule. The DP man has the rule. So I know I didn't get no, I did not get Tree Man no DP. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, hold on, AJ, I'm saying right now, I hear what you said.
Two people to race.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. I heard what you said. I heard what he said. Yeah. I'm going to go back to see if it was on the show or not, or whether it was written down. I'm saying right now, as a DP man, right now I'm saying, since both of y'all think I said two different things, if it can't work, we're talking about 30 minutes. If it splits to 9:15, will it work for both of y'all is what I'm saying.
Yes, it'll be fine with me. As long as you are the DP man, whatever you say.
I got you. T-Man, would it be fine with you if it happened to be a split for 9:15? Would 9:15 work for you?
I mean, if it has to be at 9:15, but I'm saying it was 9 o'clock. I mean, I'd rather run at 9 o'clock. I gotta run at 9:15.
I understand that. He said 9:30. You said 9 o'clock. I'm gonna go back and look for it. I said worst come to worst, would 9:15 work? If it have to be, if it can be found, would 9:15 work? Worst come to worst.
Man, I don't care.
Okay, now. So we'll go back and see what we got on the show. Find it. Worst coming to worst is 9:15. Both of y'all both agree, correct?
I agree with that. See, as long as you say it. But I don't want the guy that I'm racing sit here and dictate to me what I got to do. You take two,
no,
three,
just, we passed that, AD. Worst coming to worst, you agree with 9:15, right?
Yeah.
Three men. Worst coming to worst, you agree with 9:15, right? Tree Man. Is Tree Man now?
Tree Man's still on.
Okay.
I don't know where they
work.
I don't know where they
Okay, so worst coming to worst, we're going to go back and see what was written and what was on the show. Worst coming to worst, they both said worst coming to worst, 9:15. So we'll go back and see what it says first.
The show that was February the 4th. It's like the show that y'all walked in on was the February the 4th show. It's like around 8:32 in the show, but y'all need to go back and listen to it. I went back and listened to it, and I didn't hear a time. So you may have walked in a time in a later conversation.
See, I don't have a problem with shit. I just hate for a person. Just get up and ask if they're racing by themselves. That don't make no too much sense to me. You take two people racing. You have to agree to race.
You got to agree.
Look here, man.
Okay, we'll race
every time you get ready, man. Now, how about that?
Right. I mean, I don't have no problem with that.
But I'm not going to let you bump my race where I got to turn around and come right back up the turn rope and jump in the road with Mr. Five Speed. I need to cool my butt out.
No, but Five Speed, I know Five Speed. He ain't going to take a chance with me. I wouldn't want you to go back and run your car and it's hot. I wouldn't do that. We don't race like that, you know.
Hey, worst kind of worst is this. If it go to 9:15, we'll get Five Speed and see if Five Speed can bump here 10:45. Worst come to worst, that way it'd be the same thing. We could get Five Speed together. With Tree Man and Five Speed, and say Five Speed, it might go to 9:15. Would you mind moving up 15 minutes to 10:45 that way?
Hey, Tom, here's what I'm saying. If we coming out, we are coming out there to play no games. We might race even before that if you want to, if we both agree.
Yeah, you're right. Both y'all agreed right earlier. That's all, y'all. It can be done.
That's right. Yeah, the only thing you can do is beat me. I ain't gonna beat. I done lost before, and I won way more time than I lost. Somebody gonna lose.
Well, watch this, AC. Watch this. Tree Man worried about losing the 15 minutes. Watch this. With 9 o'clock, would you go at 9 o'clock?
If there's no problem, nothing wrong, I'll have no problem with it.
Would you go at 9 o'clock, AC?
Yeah, I just told you I would.
Tree Man, you go at 9 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the race is now set. It's 9 o'clock. Both of y'all agree. That way we don't have to talk to Five Speed.
Right. Okay.
Now you don't have to talk to Five Speed.
Check this out, Tommy Dog. AZ, check this out. When I locked in with Five Speed, me and Five Speed originally locked in at 10 o'clock, but then I told him I had to run you at 9 o'clock, so we bumped it back to 10:30. I need time to run my car. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it don't matter if we run 10:30.
Tree Man,
listen
to me. It don't matter if we run at 6 o'clock. Listen to me, man. But listen to me, Tree Man. I don't do a lot of talking, but we locked in at 10 o'clock. And okay, Tommy Dog told me it was 9:30. I said, fine. Man, we'll race at 9 o'clock. It doesn't matter. can't even somebody just get around that sort of hoop and holler like they're racing by themselves. To me, that's not fair. You know, that's all I'm saying. It takes two cars to race.
Yeah, two people got to agree same time. Right
mm-hmm.
there, y'all, mm-hmm. just, y'all just agreed 9 o'clock will work. Y'all both just agreed that.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you can go back on that show, I bet you extra $100 it was 9 o'clock.
Well, that's irrelevant right now because both of y'all just agreed by 9 o'clock, though.
So. I know we agreed to that, but I'm just saying, I'm just going to make a point.
I bet you $500 it was 10.
No, it wasn't 10.
Yeah.
You want to bet on that?
$500 it wasn't on 9:30. That's what I'm betting you.
No, I know it wasn't 9:30. I'm saying on 9 o'clock. But then we gonna do it at 9:00, big deal. Okay.
No, you know the reason. I know it wasn't 9 o'clock. We coming. I don't even get there until like 10:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. By then, I just gonna be at the airport. I might not get in track to 2 or 3 o'clock. So I know I couldn't. I was trying to get as much time as possible. So I was thinking about running on Saturday, but you said you'd rather race on Friday. I agree with you on that. I think I have a problem with that. And we agreed on 10 o'clock.
No, sir.
It shouldn't be a problem at 9 o'clock. That'd be fine.
Okay.
That'd be fine. But don't leave the gorillas at home. All ain't no gorillas out here. Leave your gorillas at home.
Okie dokie. I'll see y'all then.
All right.
Yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Grudge 8 presents the World Outlaw Grudge National.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway. 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be Battle It Out. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with the bang with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
It's Saturday action. It's the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio. Awesome. Live in concert, Slim Thugger.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, S.A. I will be at World Grudge National July 5th. It's going down.
You need more info? Visit Facebook at World Grudge National or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563.
This is Slim Thugger, the boss, talking to you, man. Be there.
Come on, come on. Will you feel it in the street? Come compete.